At least some room for the mic. Before I start the shiur, I'd like to mention that next week in Aseres Meitshuva, I plan to say a shiur also, but I'll be unable to say the shiur on Tuesday night. So I'll have to say the shiur on Wednesday night instead. So all those who can attend are invited. But after Aseres Meitshuva, we'll go back to the regular Znan on Tuesday night. A lot of good. Okay. This year, the first day Rosh Hashanah, that Rosh Hashanah Deraisa falls out on Shabbos. The Mishnah has a Takone Satanaim on Daf Choftes and Veis, beginning of the fourth parak, that when Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we don't blow Shofar. Only in the Beis HaMikdash. Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah Shcholius B'Shabbos, B'Mikdash HaYitoikim, Avoloi B'Amdina. Only in the Beis HaMikdash, and then the Mishnah explains, in all of Yerushalayim, and all of the cities that were near Yerushalayim, they would blow shofar, but outside of the area of Yerushalayim, they wouldn't blow shofar. The Gemara discusses Minohani Mili. How do we know that this is so? That when Yom Tov in Mechumash, it doesn't say, doesn't really say, when Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, that we only blow shofar in the Beis HaMikdash. So first the Gemara has one Yafus. First the Gemara quotes Chama Bar Hanina saying that there seems to be an apparent contradiction in Mechumash. How to describe Rosh Hashanah? One pasuk Rosh Hashanah is described as Yom Tru Yelachem, a day on which we blow shofar. The other pasuk describes Rosh Hashanah as Zichron Tru, a day on which we speak about tkiyas. Zichron means lahazkir, like Zachar Yom Shabbos Lakatsha, to mention Shabbos. That's how the Gemara learns that Kiddush is the right. You have to recite Kiddush from Zachar Yom Shabbos Lakatsha. Or in the Haggadah, we learn out the mitzvah of Zichiris Yitzias Mitzrayim every day of the year. So the Tanaim understand Laman Tizikar doesn't mean that you should remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. That it certainly means you should remember, but also you should mention Yitzias Mitzrayim every day of the year. That's how we mention. Rav Soloveitchik would always put together. The Gemara says in Megillah, how do you know that you have to lay in the Megillah? It doesn't say in the Megillah system. It just says you have to give Matanas Lav Yainim, you have to give Shalach Manas, you have to have a Suda, Mishpacha, Mishpacha, but it never says, Yimei Mishta V'Simcha, it never says you have to lay in the Megillah. Where does it say? But it doesn't say that either. Where does it say that? So the Gemara says, it says in the Pasuk Hayom Ha'ilin Nizkarim Minasim, Nizkarim means that we recite something. Why? Because Nizkarim doesn't only mean that the days are remembered, Lahazakir means to mention. So we mention the story of Purim by reading the Megillah. That's the whole mocker. It says Nizkarim, and Zechira means to mention. So here, Zohar, Bepeh, yeah, to mention. So here also, the Gemara says there's an apparent contradiction between the two Pesukim. One passage describes Rosh Hashanah as a Yom Teruah day on which we actually blow Shofar B'Poel Mamish. We blow Tkiyas and Teruahs. And the other passage describes Rosh Hashanah as a day of Zichron Teruah, Shabbos and Zichron Teruah, a day on which we speak about blowing Shofar. What do we mean we speak about blowing shofar? We recite Zichronis. We talk in davening. We talk about Tkiyas shofar, but it sounds like you don't actually blow the shofar. It's the Hastira. So the Gemara says, Loi kasha, the Teretz is, kam b'yantav shecholiyas b'shabbos, kam b'yantav shecholiyas b'chol. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on a weekday, then we actually blow shofar. B'poel mamish, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, then we speak about blowing shofar. And that is the source of this din in the Mishnah, that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you don't blow shofar. In other words, this opinion, Rav Chama Bar Hanina, claims that it's a real din deraisa. It's not a takana derabbanan. It's a real din deraisa. That's the way it always should have been. Then the Gemara asks two kashas against Rav Chama Bar Hanina. First kasha is, if it's a real din deraisa, so why did they blow shayf in the Beis HaMikdash? Where do you see from the psukim a chilek between Migdash and Gvulin? It's one kasha. And the second kasha is that the whole thing doesn't make any sense. Is Tkiyas Shofar a malacha that you're forbidden to blow Shofar on Shabbos? We have a braisa that says that Tkiyas Shofar is a chachma v'ein a malacha that is not labeled as one of the malacha Shabbos. We have lama tesavas malachas we're learning, and there's no malacha that this can be categorized as a toldo. It doesn't fit in with any of the malachas. It's a chachma means that midirabbanan it's forbidden. Midirabbanan it's forbidden to blow Shofar on a regular Shabbos and a regular yontif. That's a different issue. Mashmiya kol, like you're not permitted to play any musical instrument. You're not allowed to play piano. You're not allowed to blow any trumpet. Gzeri shema yisakin kleishir. The Mishnah in the end of Beitzah says if they made gzeri the rabbanon, that is forbidden to be mashmiya kol, play any musical instrument. So tkiyas shofar is included. that is forbidden to blow shofar. But to say any, they ask it all klei shir, even if there's nothing to be misaki. No, on a regular, any yontif, they forbid blowing any shofar because shemi yisakim klei shir, not shemi yavirem. The shofar you can also fix sometimes. You can fix the shofar. If it doesn't work, you can fix it. You soak it, you heat it. Yeah. Different ways to fix it. If it doesn't work, then you fix it. Then it's a misakim klei shir. It's a misakim one. So they forbid all forms of mashmiya kol, even on instruments where there's nothing to be chashish about. There's even one opinion in the Gemara that it's forbidden to bang on a door. So don't the Gaon pass is like that opinion. That it's forbidden, mashmiya kol is also to bang on a door. If you're locked out of your house, you have to scream loud enough. That's mutter. To scream, to whistle, that's permissible. Morgan Avram says it's permissible to whistle on Shabbos.
It's
not if you're stuck out of the house, so you can whistle. In Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah writes that to use a kli hamiyuchad lahashmuas kol, even if it's not a musical instrument, just a clapper, a door knocker, is forbidden to use. And other poskim say that in Germany they used to use it. They say that they never followed that Ramah. But in the Ramah, in the Shulchan Aruch, it says that klei shir is forbidden, or kli hamiyuchad lahashmuas kol, like a door knocker, is forbidden, even though it's not niggin. But to bang on the door with your hand, that's permissible. And the Vilna Goyen Paskin is right. Clapping is also Mashmiya Kol. That's awesome. But the Vilna Goyen Paskin is that even to bang or to knock on the door loud is also awesome. That you have to scream. You have to call for the people inside. The Yerushalmi tells a story. In the end of Erevin is the Sugya of Mashmiya Kol. Yerushalmi tells a story that somebody was locked out of his house and he was screaming and screaming. They wouldn't let him in. They didn't hear him. So he had to sleep outside on Friday night. He was stuck outside. So then the Yerushalmi quotes another opinion. The Bavli says not so. The Bavli says not like the Yerushalmi that Mashmiya Kol is mutar unless it's derech klei shir. So the question is whether we pass like the Yerushalmi or like the Bavli. So that's where the Rif is. The famous Rif writes in the end of Erevin that whenever there's a contradiction between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, we pass like the Bavli because the Chachmei HaBavli came later. They knew everything that it said in the Yerushalmi and they took it into consideration. And if they said faker, it means that they hold that the Yerushalmi is wrong. And the Vilna Gaon Paskins got on that original place where the Rif appears, he Paskins like the Yerushalmi. That Mashmiya Kol is also even just to knock on the door. So to blow shofar on a regular Shabbos or Yom Tov is Agzeira de Rabbanon, it's not an Issa Melocha Min HaTorah. The Gemara says, Chochma Veina Melocha, it's not an Issa Derais. So the Gemara says, it doesn't make any sense Bichlal to say that this should be a Din Derais, that on Rosh Hashanah Shecholi is B'Shabbos, it's forbidden to blow shofar. Why should it be an Issa? There is no Malacha. There's no reason how it can be Issa. Why should it be Issa to blow Shofar? And if it really is a Din D'Oraisa that you don't blow Shofar, so why is it that you blow Shofar when in Beis HaMikdash, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? Where do you see in the Pasuk Yechelik between Mikdash and Gvulin? So the Gemara scraps this pshat. Elo, the Gemara says, it's all wrong. Elo Amarove, Mid'Oraisa Mishra Shari, Minatera, it's really Mutter to blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shkali is B'Shabbos, and if it's Mutter, then you're obligated to blow shofar. And the reason why the Mishnah says you don't blow shofar, it's exeirim at the rabban on shema yavirenu dalaramis b'shusarab. We're afraid that he's going to carry. Who's going to carry? Maybe 500 people are going to blow shofar. One person may carry on Shabbos. So you tell all 500 people, don't blow shofar because we're afraid. You make 500 people mevatel zayin mitzvah because we're afraid that one person is going to do an aver. So Gemara Sukkah discusses it. Okay. So he caused all the Jews in the world to lose the mitzvah of shofar. Bavadai. Okay. So, but how many people are we afraid are going to violate the Yisra of Haithor? One every few hundred. Same thing. Well, by Megillah it's a little easier. By Megillah it's only a Dinder Rabbanon. No, Megillah is only Midir Rabbanon. And the Yisra of Haithor is an Yisra deraisa. So we tell 500 people don't keep a mitzvah derabbanan because we're afraid one person will violate Chil Shabbos deraisa. Here it's a little more difficult. We tell 500 people, every group of 500 Jews, we say don't fulfill a mitzvah deraisa of shofar because we're afraid. We tell 500 people bevadai to lose a mitzvah deraisa of shofar because we're afraid that maybe one out of the 500 may violate the Yisra.
Tomorrow is not today.
So the Gemara in Sukkah raises this question. The last Perek in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah and Perek Lulav Arava raises this question. Is that really fair? Does that really make sense that you tell everybody to vadai lose the mitzvah of shofar, because maybe one person may violate an issa deraisa of hoitso. So first the Gemara says it really doesn't make any sense. Now the only reason why they made gzera was because it's not so barer, it's not so clear that you have to shake a lulav on the first day sukkah. It's not so poshut, you have to blow shofar on the first day Rosh Hashanah, because liyolam there's a sfeika liyolam. So we'll reword it, we tell 500 Jews not to fulfill a suffix mitzvah deraisa, because we're not so sure that today's Rosh Hashanah, maybe tomorrow's Rosh Hashanah. We'll get there in a second. That's the next line of the Gemara. But that's the end of the sugya. The Gemara asks that. But first, the Gemara says that they only instituted the Gzeira de Rabbanon if you have what to weigh and measure over here. We tell 500 people not to fulfill a suffix mitzvah deraisa because we're afraid that somebody may. Shabbos it is bevada. Shabbos is Shabbos, there's no doubt about that. Rosh Hashanah, that we're not so sure, that's a sfeika d'yom. So the Gemara says, we tell 500 people not to fulfill a suffix mitzvah deraisa, because we're afraid that maybe one out of every 500 may violate avadei avera deraisa, because Shabbos is the chavadai. And then the Gemara says, and what about in Eretz Yisrael? The next line says, the Gemara says, anachanami, in Eretz Yisrael, you do blow shofar all over, and I tell you, do blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, and you do shake the lulu. Then the Gemara talks and talks and talks the whole block Gemara, then the Gemara finally says, no, you don't. And even in Eretz Yisrael, you also don't. So the question is, when you get to the end of the Gemara, when you get to the Maskana, did they scrap this whole idea? So it comes out, the Maskana, that the Chachamim held that it's worth it. That this trade-off, it's worth it. That it's kedai to be mevatel a mitzvah, a vadai mitzvah deraisa from 500 Jews, because of the chashash that one out of every 500 people may violate Anisa Chil Shabbos, which is much worse than the mitzvah deraisa. The Chil Shabbos is 500 times worse, 500 times more chomer than the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. Otherwise, it's only 499 times as bad. So 500 people are going to lose a mitzvah deraisa because one person is going to carry on Shabbos. So isn't it worth it? Let the 500 people blow Shofar, and one person will have violated Avera. So the Gemara at the end is saying, no, that Chil Shabbos is so chomer that it's 500 times worse than the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. So it's worth it to tell all 500 people, all the Jews in the world, no one should fulfill the mitzvah of Shofar because of the chashash that one out of every 500 made Michal Shabbos. So that's how some Rishonim say the Maskonas HaGemara is that we ignore the whole idea of Sveika D'Yayma. Even without the Sveika D'Yayma, we still say it's Kedai. And that's why Rishonim have a discussion in Megillah, the beginning of Masechas Megillah, and other places as well. When you have a Mila B'Shabbos, when a baby boy is born on Shabbos, and the Mila Bizmana is next Shabbos, so the Gemara learns that from a Pasuk, the Mila Bizmana is Becha Shabbos. So why don't we have a Gzeir over there? Maybe the male will carry the knife, maybe the parents will carry the baby, maybe somebody will forget and carry something, and we carry a sitter, say the bracha, whatever. Why don't we have a Gzeir over there that we should forbid a Mila B'Shabbos because somebody may carry something? It should be more of a Gzeir there because you're not being mevatel all the people in the world from the mitzvah because of one person. You mevatel one person from the mitzvah because you're afraid he may be mechal Shabbos. So more of a chashash over there. So some Rishonim say over there that there's no gzeira, the Ran and others say there's no gzeira by Mila, the various terutim given on the Kav. Some Rishonim say there's no gzeira by Mila because there's no sveika de yoimo. The baby is born on Shabbos, so it's vadai that the Mila is next Shabbos. So that's a vadai mitzvah. And the only time they introduce this gzeira, Shema Yavirenu, is when it's a sveika de yoimo. Either the Gemara backed out from the Sveik of the Yom, because the Gemara said in Eretz Yisrael there is no Sveik of the Yom. So the Ran and this group of Rishonim say the Gemara never really backed out. The Gemara just modified it a little bit. Since the Chutz Lora says Gzeira, since the Chutz Lora says the Sveik of the Yom, and there the Chachamim had the right to introduce the Gzeira, so they extended the Gzeira even in Eretz Yisrael where there's no Sveik of the Yom. It's not that the Gemara scrapped this whole notion legamre, that it only makes sense to make the Gzeira when you have a Sofik mitzvah, but in a Vaday mitzvah it's not Kedah. So that's a machlekes harishonim. When the Gemara comes l'fiyah maskana in Sukkah in Perek Lulav Arava, the Gemara says l'fiyah maskana that even in Eretz Yisrael, when there's no sveik of the yom, let's say Sukkah, Eretz on first day Rosh Hashanah, they have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So there is sort of a sveik of the yom. We'll talk about that later. But in Eretz on Sukkah, there's only 1 day Yontif, and nevertheless, this year they're not going to shake the lulav on Shabbos on the first day Yontif. That's the mitzvah deraisa. You tell all the Jews in Eretz Yisrael not to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa. So lefi maskanas haGemara in Sukkah, there's a dispute among the Rishonim whether that's only because there is a sfeik of the yom in other parts of the world, so therefore they extended the gzeira even to Eretz Yisrael. But the only reason why they initiated the gzeira in the first place is because they weighed and measured and they said, no, it's only a sofik mitzvah, So it's kedai to be mevatel the safek mitzvah in so many Jews in order to prevent the vadei avera chilul shabbos. Oh no, the fi amaskana, even a vadei mitzvah is kedai to prevent, to be mevatel in order to prevent the chilul shabbos
van. Even by mila, there's an extra pasuk to say you should be moel on shabbos.
Tazria, there's a separate pasuk. No,
that's to say on Shabbos.
Because
there's a
serious
pasuk that you should be
moiled
on Shabbos.
And Minatayra, Avada, the Gemara has Minatayra, certainly Mila Bizman is there for Shabbos. No, Midaraisa is certainly that Mila Bizman is done on Shabbos. The Kasha the Rishonim is, the Kasha they ask is, why don't the Chachamim make a Zera the Rabbanon?
By Shofa, you have a Remes or Smachta, even if you don't pass it to the Raisa, you still have the Pasuk Zichron Tzvua. So there they can be Simach on this Pasuk of Zichron Tzvua that they have a way out.
They don't need an Asmachta. By the Tzimach Lulav, they have no Asmachta.
Even though they don't pass it, but still the Pasuk does say Zichron Tzvua.
Yeah, but by the Tzimach Lulav, there's no Asmachta whatsoever.
You don't have the same reason that one person can pass this 500.
About 500 people to be ready
Shabbos. There's a difference. Lulav and Shofar have two different
things. Because by Shofar, the practice is. You're talking
about one person and
you're
Bible
a mitzvah
for 500 people.
Lulav,
you're talking about each person, can be
over
on Shabbos, so it's
not the same. Because there's more of a hashash by Lulav. There's more Chil Shabbos going to occur by Lulav. Could be. I don't know. So these are the two opinions that the Gemara has. And the first daf in the fourth parak in Rosh Hashanah, the first opinion implies that the Mishnah is really telling me Adin Daraisa, that when Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos, you don't blow shir. And then the Gemara backs out from that, the Babli backs out, and they quote Rav, who says that Minatera, you certainly do blow shofar, and the whole thing is only a Gzera de Rabban and Shema Yavirenu Dal Ramiz Bishus Haram. Now we're davening, we follow the Nusach HaTfilah, we follow the Masech HaSeifim that says that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we say Zichron and Trua, and when Rosh Hashanah falls out on a weekday, we say Yom Trua. So the Masech HaSeifrim, the Magen Avraham writes in one place in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, the Masech HaSeifrim is not from the Tanoim, and it's not from the Amoraim, it was composed by the Goenim, and it was composed by the Goenim Eretz Yisrael, not by the Goenim Bovel. So whenever there's a Chiluke Minhogim or a Machlokes between Babli and Yerushalmi, the Masech HaSeifrim will always present the opinion of the Yerushalmi, the practice that they had in Eretz Yisrael as opposed to the practices that they had in Bovel. And that's why many times we don't follow the Masech HaSeifrim, because we follow Talmud Bavli usually. Whenever there's a discrepancy, we follow Talmud Bavli. So the Masech HaSofrim distinguishing between Rosh Hashanah Shecholiyah B'Shabbos as opposed to Rosh Hashanah Shecholiyah B'Chol, that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, he calls it Zichron Trua. When it falls out on a weekday, we call it Yom Trua, follows the Yerushalmi and our Mishnah, that the Yerushalmi says, Menohani Mili, how do you know that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you don't blow Shofar? Yerushalmi quotes the first opinion and stops, and that's the end. Yerushalmi presents it as if this is a drasha gemura deraisa. This is a din min haTorah, not a gzeira derabbanan. The din deraisa was that is a din deraisa. But Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you don't blow shofar. All right. So what happened to the two kashas of the Gemara? The one kasha, why do you blow shofar in Mikdash? And the other kasha, why is it forbidden to blow shofar? Because shofar is not a told of any one of the malachas. Because shofar is only awesome in the rabbanan on a regular Shabbos and Yontif. It's only an isa derabbanan. So what are you telling me here that it's an Issa Deraisa? How can it be an Issa Deraisa? And if it is, why is it Mutter in the Beis HaMikdash? So apparently the Rishalmi is of the opinion that the fact, Rishalmi presenting that it's a Din Deraisa, that's the Masech HaSofim, and the Nusach HaTfilah that we daven is following the Shita Sayyid Rishalmi apparently. According to the Rishami, right? If it's a din deraisa, so there's no kima mitzvah at all. The shaila is the way we paskin. Even according to the maskanas Bavli, if somebody blows shofar on Rosh Hashanah, bizman hazeh, let's say this kind of Shabbos, abal en l'tayva, will we say that there's no kima mitzvah at all? Because with the Rabbana they said you shouldn't blow shofar, so even if you blow, you have fulfilled absolutely nothing. What do you say? No, with the Rabbana they forbid you to blow, but if you blow shofar, so you yaitse the mitzvah deraisa. Mainaf kemina. There's a machlokes on this. Chaptan af kemina. The mechaber has a machlokes with the Ramah. On a normal year, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on a weekday, and you blow shofar on the first day, you blow shofar on the second day, so before the Baal Tekeah begins to blow shofar the first day, he says two brachas. Lishma kol shofar and shehechiyonu. On the second day, does he repeat shehechiyonu or not? He already said shehechiyonu yesterday and tkiyah shofar. So does he say shehechiyonu on the second day? So the mechaber says no shehechiyonu. Chava says, you ready to blew shofar yesterday? You only say shachyan on a mitzvah bo mizman mizman. You haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of shofar since last year. I would have been going to shul the whole chaydish elo. The shachyan is only for the people who don't go to shul. People go to shul the whole chaydish elo, so they heard shofar. No, that's only a minig. That's not a kiyah shal chayva. The mitzvah of kiyah is only last Rosh Hashanah. And this Rosh Hashanah, so it's a mitzvah that we haven't fulfilled for a whole year. So you say shachyan on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. The second day of Rosh Hashanah, we just heard shofar yesterday. So it's not bo mizman mizman. From yesterday to today, you don't get so excited. So you don't say shachyan. That's the psak of the Mechab. And the Sfardim follow that psak. Some of the, in Frankfurt, they have the, by Breuers, they have that minig. Minig Frankfurt a lot of times follows the shittas of the Mechab. So they don't say shachyan on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. The Ramos says, the minig Ashkenazim is, we follow the other shittas of Rishonim. That you say shachyan even on the second day of Rosh Hashanah because it's a sfeika de yomer. You say maybe yesterday was Erev Rosh Hashanah, maybe it wasn't Rosh Hashanah. That's why we have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Second day of Rosh Hashanah is maybe yesterday was not Rosh Hashanah. So on the tzadet, maybe yesterday was not Rosh Hashanah. That's why we say shachyan. I should be a sofik bracha. Also machlekes. Also machlekes. They say shachyan on kiddush. Yeah. So on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, they have a machlekes. In this case, according to those who follow the Shita Samachaber, according to the Svardim and according to the Minik Frankfurt, that on the second day Rosh Hashanah they wouldn't say Shachyanu. So what if the first day Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos, then they didn't blow Shofar, and the second day is the first time they're blowing Shofar, that's Medina. So then they say Shachyanu. So what happens if the Baal Tekeh was a wise guy? He went up on the first day Rosh Hashanah Shchol is B'Shabbos, and he blew Shofar. So everybody heard the shofar on the first day also, but he wasn't supposed to blow. He violated this Issa de Rabbanan. So he goes to blow on the second day. Does he say Shachyanu or not? When he blew on the first day against the Takanas Chachamim, do we say, well, he violated the Naverim of the Rabbanan Shem Yavirena, but he was Yetzid, they were all Yetzid the Mitzvah de Raisa. But he's saying, no, the Chachamim were Oiker the Mitzvah. Not only they were Oiker your permission to fulfill the mitzvah, they forbid you to do the mitzvah, they were right at the mitzvah, the nishke mitzvah. So that's a dion in Achreinim, that's a machlekes in Achreinim. Rabbi Chanan Vassman quotes a pilpul that he had with Rab Chaim about this. He discussed in the end of his sefer on Yevamos. Yevamos Daf Tzadik, where the Gemara quotes this din, that yesh kraf min hachachamim lakadov min atar, the chachamim have the authority and have the power to tell us to violate dinim in the Torah. It says in the Torah, you have to blow shofar this Shabbos. The Chachamim tell us not to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa, to be oivran a mitzvah, to be mevatel a mitzvah. So Rabbi Chanan there has a whole discussion, he writes a whole discussion that he had with Rab Chaim Brisker about this, riots from the Rishonim one way and the other, which tzad is right. And this machlekes is Achanan, which tzad is right. Tzadiyon. Rabbi Pesach Frank also gives some occurrence in Rishonim as to whether they were oiker the whole mitzvah or not. So here the question is, according to this Yerushalmi holds if you blow shofar first day Rosh Hashanah is garnish. Nothing, there's no mitzvah at all. So the shaila is, what is it? There's an iser. The shaila means that there's an iser. So what do they do with the kasha of the Babli that it's not a told of any malacha? Which malacha can you classify it on this? Not a told of a malacha, it's just a gzeir de rabbanon. On a normal Shabbos, the answer is a gzeir of mashmiya kol. So why did the Yerushalmi say that it's asur? So the Delt says that the Yerushalmi doesn't hold that it's asur. Shami means to say that there's no kiyama mitzvah, period. It's not aver. If you want to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Chol is b'Shabbos, minatari you may blow. Blow all you want, but you're not yotzei any mitzvah. Rosh Hashanah Chol is b'Shabbos. There's no mitzvah of kiyah shofar. It's not that an isa malacha. It's not that you're prevented from blowing because of an isa malacha. The mitzvah only applies when Rosh Hashanah falls out on the weekdays. When it falls out on Shabbos, there's no mitzvah. And a mikdash is different. That's a din deraisa. It's not that we're mata the isa malacha and mikdash. There never was an isa malacha at all. It's just the din. There's no mitzvah of kiyah shofar when Rosh Hashanah Chol is b'Shabbos. And in Mikdash there is a mitzvah. But how do you explain that? Why is there no mitzvah, bigvulin, and in a Mikdash there is a mitzvah? So this can be explained in different ways.
They brought Kabbalahs from Rosh Hashanah,
though, in the
Mikdash.
How about they brought?
So I mean, it's all ties to that. As far as the rest of it, they're all Yantif. To them it's Yantif Mamish. I mean, there's no mistake.
Outside of Beis HaMikdash is also Yantif.
I mean, but
outside of Beis HaMikdash is also Yantif. Yantif deraisa, why not? We know it's Yantif deraisa. So this could be explained in different ways. The simple pshat, the simplest pshat in Yerushalmi is that on Shabbos there is a din, daber dover, shalayhei diburcha shal Shabbos ki diburcha shal chol. And the Gemara learns that from that pasuk, that chinas are forbidden on Shabbos. The Rishalmi, the Babli doesn't have it, but the Rishalmi says that to recite a Tchina on Shabbos is forbidden. To recite a Tchina on Yom Tov is also forbidden. But on Yom Tov, we'll make it more so than on Shabbos. L'moshal, on a regular Yom Tov, the Mekanim go up to Duchen. So the Gemara in Brachas has a Nusach, a Tfila, a Tchina that everybody recites about Chaloimet. That in the schus of the Birchas Kohanim, the Pesukim of Birchas Kohanim, any Chaloimet that were, any Beit Chaloimet that we had, a Chaloimet, the Gemara says, Zechem Nishishim B'Nevuah. So if somebody had a cholam that someone's going to die or something tragic is going to occur, so if he's mispalel b'shas when the kohenim duchen, so the Gemara says that's his gula to break the nevuah, to cancel the nevuah. What the connection is a little unclear. The Achrenim said that there are 60 oisiyas in Yibrech Hashem Yishmerecha. The three psukim have 60 oisiyas and a cholam is echem yishishim nevuah. So still, what the connection is unclear. But that's what the Gemara says. It's not a chassidish sefer. The Gemara composes the nusach that you recite. When the Quran go up to Duchen, the Rabbani Shalom appears in the Gemara. Not the Hirotzen at the yet. In fact, there's only gone. The Hirotzen, it says in the Sidurim, that's Chassidish Emais. That comes from Chassidish Sidurim. But the Rabbani Shalom about the Chalomit, that comes from the Gemara. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Vilna Goyen that his practice was that he said all three times the Rabbani Shalom. He didn't say the Hirotzen. At the end of each time, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Vilna Goyen, he would end off the last line differently. And the last line of the Rabbani Shalom, so after the Kohanim say Yivrech Hashem v'yishmerecha, so you should end off the Yishmereini. Then the second time when they say Yarashem Panam Edachad Yichoneku, you should say V'sirtzeini. And the third time when they say Yasem L'chol Shalom, then you say, the second time you say Yuschaneini, and the third time you say V'sirtzeini. The way we have it printed in the Siddur, you say all three, V'sishmereini, Yuschaneini, V'sirtzeini, the first two times, and then the third time you don't say the Rabbani Shalom at all, you say the Hirot. So the Vilna Goyen, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, says that that's not the correct practice. The more correct is to say the Tchina that the Gemara has, the Rabbani Shalom, all three times, and to end off each time with a different word. In relationship to that bracha that the Kohanim are saying, the first time to end off is Sishmereini, the second time is Suchaneini, and the third time is Sirtzein. So the minig in many places is that when the Kohanim duchen on weekdays, on a Yom Tov Shchol Yis B'chol, everybody says the Rabbani Shalom. The Kohanim duchen on Shabbos, and many places the minig is that they don't say this. They don't say the Tchina. Why? Because you don't say Tchina on Shabbos. Are you not supposed to say Tchina on Yom Tov either? Shabbos is more chomer than Yom Tov. There are more Tchinas that are forbidden on Shabbos than are forbidden on Yom Tov. So even though we permit the reciting of this Tchina of the Rabbani Shalom on Yom Tov, we don't consider that a violation of Tchinas beyond. It's not that much of a Tchina, but to say it on Shabbos. That not. Other places they have the minig that they say on Shabbos as well. In fact, the Nesiv has in his Tshuva Sefer, in the Meshiv Dover, he has the He'ore, in the end of Chelek Arachaim, he has He'ore, on Shulchan Aruch Arachaim. So he has a whole He'ore, why the minig in Valojim was that they did say the Rabbani Shalom, even on Shabbos. And he explains why there's nothing wrong with it. But in many communities, the minig is that when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, you don't say that chin. So the Pashtus in the Rishalmi, the Belt says that the Pashtus in the Rishalmi is that when Rosh Hashanah is Chol Yis B'Shabbos, it's not that it's an Nisa Malacha that forbids us from fulfilling the Nitzvah of Tziyah Shofar. It's not a Malacha. In our Torah, it's not a told of anything. It's just that Tchinas are forbidden on Shabbos, and the idea of Tziyah Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is to enhance the Tfilas, to make it into a Tfilah Sheyesh Bo Za'oko. The Gemara says later in Rosh Hashanah that Rosh Hashanah is called Yom Tru Yelachem. Umetageminon Yom Yabovo. The word Tru means to cry. And the Gemara says when a person cries when he davens, so the tefillah is enhanced, it's considered a more serious tefillah. We elevate it to the level of za'oka. That's a very serious tchina. So to say tchina on Shabbos is usur, it's not proper, it's not that there's an isa malach, it's an isa tchina on Shabbos. So to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shchol Yis B'Shabbos would be a violation of tchina b'Shabbos. That's a violation of dabar dover. And this is a din deraisa. The Torah was never mechayev. Torah was never mechayiv ki a shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shchol Yis B'Shabbos b'gvulah. But if you blow shofar, there won't be any kim. There won't be an aveira. There won't be an aveira of a malacha. It may be an aveira of daber dover. That's a pasuk in Yeshaya. That's an isa medivrei kabbalah. Daber dover. It may be an isa derabbanan of mashmiya kol, but it won't be an aveira. It won't be a malacha deraisa. Just that there won't be any mitzvah. The Torah was never mechayiv ki a shofar b'gvulah. The Rosh Hashanah Shchol Yis B'Shabbos. So why is Migdash different? So the Belt says, no, Migdash is a base tefillah. It's a base tefillah, you carry l'chol v'am. The base of Migdash is not only the makam Hakrovas Hakorbanas, the Beis Hamikdash is officially the office where all the tefillos have to be submitted. And even those who are unable to go to the daven in the Beis Hamikdash physically, so we daven facing the Beis Hamikdash. Shlomo HaMelech recited in his tefillah in Sefer Melachim when he built the Beis Hamikdash, "Ispalu Elecha Derech HaBayit Hazeh," that everybody should face the Beis Hamikdash when they daven, because the Beis Hamikdash al pidin is the Beis Tefillah. And the pasuk says in Echo, when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, "Gam ki ezak vashaveh asosam tefilosi," when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, so the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't accept the tefillos anymore. So in Beis Hamikdash, since the Mikdash is the Mokoim Tefillah, so there the Torah allows and requires Zaoko, even our Rosh Hashanah Shcholi is B'Shams. That's how the Velt says Pshat in Yerushalmi. No, if that's the Pshat in Yerushalmi, that this is really a Din D'Oraisa, that this Taka Yom true and a Zichron true, Rosh Hashanah Shcholi is B'Shabbos, outside of the Beis Hamikdash there's no Chiyuv Kiyah Shofar at all, because there's no Zaoko on Shabbos, no Tchinis. And in the Mikdash is a Mokum Tefillah. So even on Shabbos, you also say Tchinis in the Beis Hamikdash. That's the Pshat. So how do you read right to the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, after the Beis Mishachara Beis Hamikdash, the third line in the Mishnah says, after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, and the Chachamim had to run away to Yavne, Rabbi Yechim and Zaka told the Vespasian, tame the Yavne v'chachman. They moved the whole Sanhedrin to Yavne. So then they had a Shaila, the Gemara quotes a Brice, in Niskans to call Ha'orim Ola Balabatim from around Yavne. On the first, after the year 70, after the Churban Abayis, so the first time Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos, they were wondering what's going to be. Are they going to blow Shofar or not? They had no precedent. In the days of the Mikdash, when the Beis Hamikdash was B'bin Yonai, so they knew you blow Shofar where the Beis Hamikdash is. Now there's nothing there, the Beis Hamikdash. So what are they going to do on Rosh Hashanah Shcholi's B'Shabbos and Yavne? So they all got together, and Bechman Zakeh says, we should blow Shofar and Yavne. And then they disputed with him, the B'nai B'Seir were disagreeing, and then he made a takon and they did blow Shofar. So the shaila is, what's the getter hatakon of tkiyah shofar? What kind of a din is that? So according to the Rishalmi, that it al pi pashtus, it's a din. Rishalmi seems to learn that it's a din deraisa. And the simple reading in the Rishalmi is, what's the din deraisa? The din deraisa is that based on Mikdash is based tefillah, so there you do zaka also. But the chutzla Mikdash, zaka tchinas arasa on Shabbos. So what was the takon of Rabbi Yechim and Zak? What did he make a takon? He made a takon, zecha le Mikdash. Zechel Amigdash, we know he made takonis. The next Mishnah says, originally Netilas Lulav used to be only in the Beis Hamikdash 7 days. In Bigvulin, it's only the first day, Minatayah, the first day of Sukkot. Hiskim, Shachara, Beis Hamikdash, Hiskim, Dechem, and Zakai, that you have to do Netilas Lulav all over the world 7 days, Zechel Amigdash. So we find the Gemara has takonis that they made, Zechel Amigdash. So just like we have a takana of Sfira Soimer. So the Gemara says, Bizman Shem Beis Hamikdash Oyekai and Sfira Soimer was a din deraisa. Because the Torah says, you bring the Korban Oimer on the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach, and starting from the day, Miyom HaViyachim, Zoimer HaTnufa, from that day on which you bring the Korban Oimer, that's the day on which you begin to count Sfira Soimer. So after the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, so the Gemara says, the Menachos is no longer any Hakrava Soimer, so there's no mitzvah of Sfira Soimer, so why do we count Sfira today? Zechel HaMikdash. So too, the Chachamim instituted various takonas Zechel HaMikdash. They hear also, that's l'chor the simple pshar, Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh made a takonas Zechel HaMikdash, that they should blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shacholi is B'Shabbos. Why did he only make the takone in Yavne? The Chomakim Sheyesham Bezn, why only Bifnei Bezn? So Mistama, he was afraid that Shema Yavarenu. He was afraid. So if it's in the presence of the Bezn, all the big Rabbonim, the Gdoli Ador, the Bezn HaGadol is there, so you don't have to be afraid that anyone's going to be Mechal Shabbos. If you're not in the presence of the Rabbanim, so we're afraid that someone will carry. But it's not that the reason why you don't blow shofar is Shema Yavarenu. No, you don't blow shofar because there's no mitzvah deraisa at all. Big willing to blow shofar. He went out of his way to make a takana zechel amigdash that you should blow shofar to remember that in the good old days when there was a Beis Hamikdash b'din Yonai, they used to blow shofar. And he limited this takana dafke to bifnei bez. The Mishnah says like that. The Mishnah says not only Yerushalayim, even the outskirts of Yerushalayim. Yeah, that's a question. If you follow the Yerushalmi, that it's a din deraisa, and you understand that the din deraisa is that Mikdash is the Mokam HaTfilah. So how do you explain why you could have said all of Yerushalayim is called Mokam HaTfilah? All of Yerushalayim has, in a certain sense, a level of Kedushas HaMikdash. Benegeta Achilas Maizesheni, Benegeta Achilas Kachim Kalin. It has a certain level of Kedushas HaMikdash. But the Mishnah also says, not only Yerushalayim, even Kol Yer Shehiroya V'Shamah Sekrevi V'Chayla Lavoi, even on the outskirts of Yerushalayim, outside of the Old City, which didn't have any dinim of Mikdash at all, still a blue shayfer. So how do you explain that? So that was also just because it's connected to the Beit HaMikdash. Difficult. Alpi Pashtus is difficult. So that's why Rav Soloveitchik didn't want to learn this pshat. That the Rishalmi holds that it's a din deraisa, the din deraisa being all based on this idea, being all based on this theme. That a Mikdash is basically based tefillah yikara l'chol amim, and Kiyah Shofar is the tchina. So a Mikdash yidu tchina, so even on Shabbos and Mikvulin, not, the Torah is never mechayit. So Rav Soloveitchik thought a different pshat, which may be more difficult, I don't know. But he thought it was easier. He thought his pshat was easier. That the Iker din der, according to the Yerushalmi, this din der Raisa is not that in Migdosh everything is different with the Raisa because basically based Tfilo, and it's Kiyah Shofar is a form of Tfilo, but rather a different Mahalach. The Iker din der Raisa always was that in the Makom, Bezn HaGadol Yiblo Shofar. What's that this? So the, he didn't explain, so I'm ad-libbing. So, Mistam, what he meant was the following. There are 10 different kavanas that the Rav Sadia Gaon has in his siddur for the Tkiyah Shofar. So one of the 10 kavanas, he gives a kavana to be Ma'aras L'Tshuvin, he gives a kavana Malchiyah, Shetamuchuni Aleichem, because he used to blow trumpets, they still blow trumpets when they coronate a new king. Various kavanas. And the one kavana is that it's a form of Tfilo, Tchino, Zaoka. He dab into the Rabbanu Shlolem with the Bechiyas, Yabova, that he should give us a good year. And another kavana that the Rav Sadia Gaon gives is, that is the Yom HaDin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging the whole world. The Ramban has in his Drasha the Rosh Hashanah, where does it say that in Tanakh, that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin? It doesn't say that anyway. Where does it say? So the Gemara has a pasuk in Tehillim. Tiku b'chari shofar b'kesel yom chagenik v'chok l'Yisrael hum mishpat l'alakei yankiv. You should blow shofar. It's a pasuk in Tehillim though. That's the earliest source. You should blow shofar tiku b'chodesh. You should blow shofar on Rosh Chodesh. Every Rosh Chodesh. No. On that Rosh Chodesh that has a holiday that's hidden, that has a holiday when the moon is hidden. What Rosh Chodesh, what month has a holiday when the moon is hiding? That's Rosh Hashanah. Falls out on Rosh Chodesh when the moon is not visible. Why? So the Gemara understands and Rosh Hashanah Kodesh Baruch Hu judges the whole world. Alright, so that's what it says in Tehillim. But how did the author of Tehillim know? What does it say in the Chumash? The Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin. So the Ramban says, it doesn't have to say it in... How do you know that today's Tuesday, the Ramban? How do you know today's Tuesday? We have a tradition. Everybody knows today's Tuesday. Who told them the tradition? Adam Arishan. Adam Arishan was told. The Rabban Shalom told Adam Arishan, I'm creating you. Today's the sixth day, Friday, and seventh day is Shabbos. I'm going to rest. I'm not going to create anything. So the Rabban Shalom told us to Adam Arishan, and this is Ongenum, and this is Mekubal. Everybody knows that. Nafut B'chal Olam Kuloi. So the Ramban says, how do we know that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaMishpat, the Yom HaDin? The Rabban Shalom told Adam Arishon. The day he was created, the Pirkei Rabbi Lesser says, the same day he was created, he was already a grown man. And the very same day, a few hours after he was created, he sinned by eating from the Eitz Hadaat. And he was punished on the same day, and he was chased out from the Gan Eden. And the Rabban Shalom told him at that time, that's how the Pirkei Rabbi Lesser says, that just as I judged you today, and I punished you today for your Aveira, so too throughout all the future generations, and every Rosh Hashanah, I will judge your descendants and decide what to do with them for the past and what's going to be for the next year. So the Rabban Shalom told Adam Arishan. So that's what the Ramban said. It's not that the Chachamim knew it based on a pasuk in Tehillim. How did the Baal HaTehillim know? B'nevuah, Ruach HaKodesh. No, he says this precedes the Baal HaTehillim. This is a tradition from the days of Adam Arishan, as the Pirkei de Rav Lezer says. So one of the 10 kavanas that the Rav Sadia Gaon has in the Tkiyah Shofar is that Tkiyah Shofar is a simon that today is the Yom HaMishpat. So the Rishalmi seems to hold, this is what I'm adding on, Rav Soloveitchik didn't explain, he just thought that maybe the Rishalmi holds it's a din deraisa, that the din deraisa is that in the Mokam HaBezni you blow shofar. In Chutz LeBezni you don't blow shofar. So maybe this is the Kavona, that the Torah requires you should blow shofar because Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaMishpat, it's fine, so that's one of the Kavonas, you blow shofar. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, true, it's still the Yom HaMishpat, but the Pesukim indicate that we don't blow shofar. Why not? It's a different Kedushas HaYom. Not because of Tchin. If you say the first pshat that we said, because on Shabbos, you don't have Tchin, so the Torah was never mechayiv us to blow shofar to enhance the tefillah, to make it into a zaka. No. According to this pshat, It's not because on Shabbos we don't do Trinas. The Torah never was Mechaibah Trinah on Shabbos. It's a different word. On Shabbos, when Rosh Hashanah falls on a Shabbos, it's a different type of a Kedusha Sayyim. And that Kedusha Sayyim is not Mechaibah in Tkiya Shofar. This is an interesting issue, whether this is this really so. Let's say when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos like this year, you say that the two Kedusha Sayyim is blending together to constitute a new type of a Kedusha Sayyim. Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah hyphenated. But you say, no, there happen to be two Kedushas, one superimposed on the other on the same day. It happens to be Shabbos, and it happens to be coincidentally also Rosh Hashanah. So the two Kedusha Sayyim, Zeh Gavizeh, they're not, the of Yishol Re'ehu, they're unrelated, they don't blend in together. Some they did. Some like we do. Some they didn't make the shofar like that. No, either in Shtilus Manes or in Chazor Hashat, whichever, whichever we do.
Tell us about when Rosh Chodesh comes down on Shabbos. The 2 weeks why you can't say Hallel. One is because it's
the Gemara in Erechin on Daf Yud on Beis says
it wouldn't apply Rosh Chodesh.
Right, the Gemara in Erechin says why is a no chiyuv to recite Halal on Rosh Chodesh? So the Gemara says because it's Muta Basiyas Malach, it doesn't have a full Kedusha Sayyam. So Shabbos is also Basiyas Malach, has a full Kedusha Sayyam. Why is a no chiyuv to recite Halal? The Gemara says it's not called a Moyed, but Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed, but it doesn't have a full Kedusha Sayyam. So the Avnei Nezer was bothered with this kasha. The Sochot Shavarev once said Shalashudas Torah, and Rosh Chodesh Chaliz B'Shabbos, that he spoke about this kasha. So when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, there should be an obligation to recite Halal Shalom in Medina. We only say Chatzi Halal on Rosh Chodesh, because it's only a minute. But whenever you mechayev Medina to say Halal, you say Gans Halal. So whenever Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, there should be an obligation Medina to recite Halal Shalom, because it is called Moed, Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed, and it's Igdish Basiyas Malacha because it's Shabbos. So that was his teret, that the two Kedushas don't blend in together to constitute one, the separate Kedushas. But others are done on this, whether he's right or wrong. There seems to be, the Rav pointed out, there seems to be a Machlokes and Rishonim and Brachas, whether this is right or wrong. David Nezah has a tshuva about it also, he talks about a similar thing. Right. So according to Beis Shammai, that you say a separate bracha for Yontif and a separate bracha for Shabbos and the Shmona Esrei, the Beis Shammai seem to hold clearly that they're unrelated Kedushas Hayom. They don't blend in together. They constitute one new Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos Yontif together. Our Shabbos Rosh Chodesh together. The Shaila that we pass from like this Hillel, that whenever you have Yontif Shchalis B'Shabbos, you recite one bracha in the Shmona Esrei to include both Kedushas Hayom. So what does that imply? Does that imply that the two Kedushas blend in to constitute one? Or no, they really remain two separate Kedushas Hayyams. But they hold that you're able to include both in one bracha, and it's not a violation of Ein Chais B'Mishnayim. It's not a violation of the principle that you're not supposed to have more than one Seim and Achseim Sabra. So that's what seems to be a Machlokes HaRishonim in brachas. When the Gemara asks, how can you say Achseim Sabra Mekarish HaShabbos Yisrov HaHazmanim, isn't it a violation of Ein Chais B'Mishnayim? You conclude with two unrelated themes. So the Gemara says, no, achasi. So what does it mean, achasi? So some Rishonim say, Alosh and achasi. They're not that dissimilar. So nishgas felach, they can live together in peace and harmony in one chasim. And other Rishonim say, no, achasi, it's one kedusha sayyim. It blends them together to be one kedusha sayyim. So that's a shail. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested, he thought that the Rishonim meant to say that the ikad in their rice is that the mokum bezin yiblo shofar, not based on mikdash is the base tefillah. Because how are you going to explain the ayoris? Asmuchasli Yerushalayim. He thought that that was difficult, and to say that that's the Rabbanon. That in Yerushalayim is the rice, and the Ayoros Asmuchas is the Rabbanon, is difficult. So he thought, no, that the Takana, the Ikad in their rice, according to Sedin their rice, the Ikad in their rice was that a Migdash Yiblow, not so much because the Beis HaMigdash is the Mokama Karbanas, and not so much because the Beis HaMigdash is the Mokama Tfila, but rather because the Beis HaMigdash is the Mokama Bezin. The Beis HaMikdash is officially the place where the Beis HaGadol is supposed to convene, where they're supposed to meet. And even if the Beis HaGadol happens to be on vacation this year, let's say they went to Switzerland for Rosh Hashanah, because it's too hot in there, or whatever, still, Al Pidin, until the Golas HaSanhedrin, Al Pidin, the Beis HaMikdash is the Mokam HaSanhedrin. That's the Mokam HaBeis. So the Mishnah says that the Din always used to be that they blew Shofar only in Yerushalayim, or near Yerushalayim, in conjunction with the Beis HaBeis. Why? Because the whole idea of blowing shofar, one of the many ideas, one of the 10 takonis, one of the 10 reasons, the 10 kavonis that the Rav Sadi Gaon has in Tkiyah Shofar is that today is the Yom HaMishpat, and you blow shofar to illustrate that, to stress that theme, that today is the Yom HaMishpat. So on Rosh Hashanah Shacholis B'Shabbos, is true, it's also the Yom HaMishpat, but the Pesukim indicate to us that this Kedusha Soyam is a different type of a Kedusha. When it's Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos combined, they combine to constitute a new Kedusha Soyam, which is not Mechayiv in such a stressing of the fact that today is the Yom HaMishpat. But in the Mikdosh, the Beis HaMikdosh, which is the Mokam HaSanhedrin, and the Sanhedrin's job is to do Mishpat, so there is a Din D'Oraisa that you do blow Shofar. Where the Pesuk is the problem that the Bavli asks. Not that the Mikdash will matter in Isa Deraisa. No, in Mikdash there is a Chiyuv Deraisa because that's the Mokam HaMishpat. And Chutzla Mikdash is not the Mokam HaMishpat, so there the Torah was never Mechayiv. So if one follows this line of thinking, then what happened right after the Churban HaBayis and the Sanhedrin moved to Yavne? So they all the Balabatim came to Yavne to see on the first Rosh Hashanah Shcholis B'Shabbos what Rabbi Yechon and Medzaka are going to do. So he said, let's blow Shofar. Why did he tell him, let's blow Shofar? A hassle, and they blew Shofar. Why did he say, let's blow Shofar? So Rav Soloveitchik thought, that's let's blow Shofar Midaraisa. Not let's blow Shofar Midarabbanan. Let's blow Shofar Midaraisa. Because now that the Beis Nagodol moved its offices, and their official office is no longer the Beis HaMikdash, they went into Golos, so and now their official location is in Yavne. So the Din Deraisa now applies in Yavne, that you're supposed to blow, not that they blew in Mikdash, and the Tkiyas in Yavne was Echel HaMikdash. No. They blew a Mikdash because the Mikdash is officially the Makam HaBezdin. And now that they're in Yavne, so Yavne is the Makam HaBezdin. So the Tkiyas in Yavne would be a Din D'Oraisa. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yechon and Zakeh made 9 takonis. The Gemara reckons it's all the 9 takonis on Lamed Aleph from a base. So takonis sounds like a takona de Rabbanah. And according to this chat, it comes out that it's a Din D'Oraisa. So the Rav pointed out, first of all, it's not Shreb because the Bavli holds not like the Yerushalmi. The Bavli says that this is not correct. The drasha that Yom Teruah and Zichron Teruah is not correct. That the Maskanas HaBavli is that Min HaTorah you blow shofar all over the world, and it's only a Gzeirah DeRabbah, Gzeirah DeRabbanah, not to blow shofar Chutz LaMikdash, Gzeirah Shema Yavarenu. So the whole limitation is Man HaMikdash, that you blow only Mikdash, is only a Gzeirah DeRabbanah, and in Mikdash they will never go. And then Rabbi Yechon Zakeh made a Takana DeRabbanah, that you shouldn't have the Gzeirah Yavna. The coin to the Maskanas HaBavli is Bechlal no problem. But even so, the Bavli Rishitotzen says later that this is one of the 9 takonis. But even if one should search in the Yerushalmi, I didn't look. Even if one should look in the Yerushalmi and find that the Yerushalmi also says Rabbi Yechon Zakeh made 9 takonis, and they'll count this as one of the 9 takonis of Rabbi Yechon Zakeh, the Loshon HaMishnah is Hiskin Rabbi Yechon Zakeh. Sounds like it's a takone. It's also not a kasha because the Gemara says later that one of the 9 takonis of Rabbi Yechon Zakeh was really a din deraisa, that the Yom Hanif Kulo Yosur, that the day of Tnuf HaSa'imer, that the first day Chalamayit, it's forbidden to eat Chodesh all day long. So the Gemara says, that's not a Takana DeRabbanan, that's a Din D'Oraisa. So the Gemara says, you're right, it's Taka Din D'Oraisa. So why does it say in the Mishnah, Hiskin Rabbi Yechon Zakeh? So the Gemara says, Hiskin just means, he was Mefarsim the Din D'Oraisa. Dorash V'Hiskin, he gave a drasha, he gave a shir, and he made popular, he was Mefarsim what the Din D'Oraisa is. A Takana doesn't always imply that it's a Takana DeRabbanan, that the Chachamim were changing the Din D'Oraisa. Sometimes takana means that he instituted a tikkun. He straightened out the din, so that everybody should know mikan alabod, that this is the din, not necessarily a din derabbanan. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested, according to the Yerushalmi, that it's a din deraisa, that in Migdash you do have a chiyuv to blow. And in the Gvulin, there's no chiyuv deraisa to blow at all. It could be that the nature of the din in Migdash that you do blow is because Migdash is the Mokam HaSanhedrin. Not because Migdash is the Mokam HaTfilah. Not because Migdash is the Mokam HaKorbanis. It's another tzad, we didn't mention that earlier, the Ravid, the bottom of the Rif in Sukkah, claims that the reason why Migdash do blow and not Bigvulim is because Migdash is the Makam HaKrovus HaKorbanis, and it speaks in Chumash of Tkiyah Shofar in connection with HaKrovus HaKorbanis, Tkiyah Chatzaitzus, Alo Lasechem Al Zivchei Shalmech. So the Ravid claims that's the reason why Migdash was different, that the Takana not to blow Shofar Bigvulim was never instituted in Migdash, not because Ein Shavuz BaMigdash, but rather because Ein Shavuz BaMigdash means something that has to do with the HaKrovus HaKorbanos. So what does Shofar have to do with the Korbanos? He says, no, it does have to do. Because the Pesukim say in Chumash BaMigdash, Bahaloscha, that you should blow Shofar at certain times of the year in connection with HaKrovus HaKorbanos. So there are 3 possibilities over here to explain the first mandam in the Bavli, which the Bavli rejects completely, to say that this is a din deraisa, the Rishami seems to hold like that in the Maseches Sofim, whose nusach hatfila we follow, is based on that shita sa Yerushalmi, that it's a real din deraisa. Because the nusach hatfila that we daven, we're not supposed to daven in modern Hebrew. We're not supposed to daven in colloquial Hebrew. We're supposed to daven in the biblical Hebrew. That's how the Rishonim say. And that's why the Avudram and the Ibn Yarchi and other Rishonim have Sforim on the Siddur, where they search a Mokar in Tanakh for every single phrase in the Siddur. The Psukah de Zimra is Avada, that's in Siddur. Oz Yosha is in Siddur. Oz David is in Siddur. Haidu is also in Siddur. But the Nusach of the Broche, so they find a Mokar in Tanakh for every single phrase that you have in a Broche, because they're working on the assumption, based on Gemaris and the Dorim and the Brochas, that every Tfilah has to be recited in the biblical Hebrew. Not only in the Mishneic Hebrew, not only in the Talmudic Hebrew. Piyutim we have in Otz Koitzitz Hebrew, Otz Koitzitz Loshen. You have a very difficult Hebrew, especially the Shlichas. Nobody knows what to say. But they just know generally they're asking for Mechila, but the words are so hard. But the Nusach HaTfilah that Anshei Knesset HaGedolah were Mistarkein, the guiding principle was that it has to be in a biblical Hebrew. So if the Maseches Sofim claims, and that's what we follow, then when Rosh Hashanah is called is B'Shabbos, we say Zichron Truah. When Rosh Hashanah is called is B'chol, we say Yom Truah. So they seem to be assuming that this is what the Psukim in the Chumash are referring to. Yom Truah goes on Rosh Hashanah is called is B'chol. The Zichron Truah is referring to Rosh Hashanah is called is B'Shabbos. Otherwise it's a Melitza. Otherwise that's not biblical Hebrew. So you're using a Nusach HaTfilah, assuming that that is a biblical Hebrew, on the assumption that Kiyas are deraisa and Migdosh and Bigvula, and you don't blow shay from the deraisa. So this distinction that the Yerushalmi seems to hold cannot be based on Malacha. That's what the Bavli says, that's impossible. So it must be based on some other notion. So either it's based on the notion that the Migdosh is the basi based tefillah yikar l'cholam, so on the Mokam HaTfilah, you enhance your tefillah by having Zoka even on Shabbos. Or like the Ravid writes in Sukkah, the Ravid on the Rik writes in Sukkah that based on Migdosh, you have to blow shofar in conjunction with the Hakrovis HaGarbonis. Bigvul or not, because it's not in conjunction with the Garbonis. But in Migdosh, yes. And then you'll have the problem of why was Chutz Yerushalayim? Chutz Yerushalayim doesn't relate. Or the third possible pshat is that the Kiyah shofar is a simon of the fact that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaMishpat, the Yom HaDin. So there's more of a chiyuv to blow shofar in Migdosh and in Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim is officially the Mokoyim where the Bez Nagol is supposed to be located. Rashi and Chumash at the end of Yisro, in the beginning of Mishpatim, explain the quotes from the Mechilta. Why is it that in the end of Yisro, the Chumash speaks about building a Mizbach HaDomeh, and then in the beginning of Mishpatim speaks about being Dan Dinei Torah? What's the connection between a Mizbeach and a Bezdin? So he says, Lalamdach, the teacher, that you have to have Bezdin, Samach LaMizbeach. That the Bez Nagol has to be located in the Beis HaMikdosh. And the Gemara says in Yume that the Lishkas HaGoz is the room where the Bez Nagol was officially located, was Chetzi Bakodesh v'Chetzi Bachol. Half of it had Kedushas HaZara and the other half didn't. So the Bez Nagol sat in the half that didn't have Kedushas HaZara, because in the half that has Kedushas HaZara, you're forbidden to sit. So what, they have to have a room that's half yeah and half no? Somebody by mistake may sit in the other half of the room. No, they have to have a room that's half Kodesh, that is Mamish Samach LaMizbeach. It should be half of their room has Kedushas HaZara. It has to be so samach to the Mizbeach.
Yeah, Shaul Boris was saying that the tefillahs of the Mokum HaKavod, the Kabbalahs, if you say, like the Rabbi, that the whole Kiyah Shofar is the Kavod, the Kavod, why shouldn't you say by tefillah also for the same time? If the Shaul Boris was saying it?
Yeah, but still not. It's still not, it's been come Kabbalah, it's not the same, not the right thing. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested if one should say this third Mahalah, that the din deraisa always was like that, according to the Rishonim, that the tkiyas are deraisa and migdosh, and not bigvul, because migdosh is the makom bezdin, then the takonas adech menzaka is not a takonah derabbanan. Then the dorash vehiskin, he made a takonah deraisa, he said, not only when the Bez Nagodol is in Yerushalayim, which is officially the place where they're supposed to be, but even if they leave Yerushalayim, they go to Yavne, but sof, it is a Bez Nagodol, so that's called the makom of Bez Nagodol, so there would be tkiyas deraisa.
Except there's part of the Kanon goes to other Bezin as well.
It
wasn't just Yavne, it was also where there wasn't a
Bezin
Nagodol.
No, it means where the Bezin Nagodol is. The Gemara just says, what if the Bezin is there, be Kroy? They're just passing through the town, but they never officially established an office there. So the Gemara says, that's perhaps a Machloek Satana. They didn't be Kroy. This pshat, that the Tkiyas and Yavne should be a Din D'Araisa, this is a little bit subject, a tremendous chiddush, because a simple reading in the Gemara and the Mishnah is that it's only Takana de Rabbana.
Why do you have to say that it's Rishon?
Don't have to say. Could say.
After all, if the Rishon or the official headquarters have to be in the Beis Hamikdash, so it was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai who said that nevertheless,
yeah,
since we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, we will consider this official.
Yeah.
But if he considers this official, this is the Rabbana, not the Rishon.
Could be. It could. There's no hakrif. The Rav Soloveitchik suggested it's possible to say that it's Darish V'Hiskin that he made it into a Din D'Oraisa. He was kaveh that this should be the Din D'Oraisa. There is, however, an issue that may knock out the possibility of this pshat. The question is, if you have a Bez Nagorla meet anywhere other than in Beis HaMikdosh, does it have the status of Bez Nagorla, or is it just an imitation Bez Nagorla? Because the Gemara learns that in Sanhedrin, Malamit Sharmokim Gore. It says in connection with the Zok and Mamre, when you have a shayla and the rabbanim have a machlekes divrei rivus b'sharech and they can't resolve the issue, they can't come to a maskana. So the Torah requires to come to the alisa alamokam shivcha Hashem alatech. You should go to the Bez Nagodol and they should pass it. So the Gemara says the psak of the Bez Nagodol only makes the chacham who passes against them into a zaka mamre. If their psak was issued min amok mahu means malamish amok mgorim. Only if the Bez Nagodol was in their office in Yerushalayim. If the Bez Nagodol was in Yavne, and somebody passes against, doesn't accept their psak, he won't be chayv nisim itam zokem mamre. That's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin.
Is this the way we did in the parshas also?
That's another din. Also based on the same pasuk, but that's another din. So the issue is this din, that there's no halacha, there's no onish misa of the zokem mamre for one who passes against the Bez Nagodol, whenever they're in Yavne, whenever they're not bim kaimam in Lishkas Hagozis. Is that a Xeris HaKosov only with respect to Zokem Mamre, Xeris HaKosov B'Yalmo? Or perhaps that Pasuk means that they don't have the status of Bez Nagodol if they're not Bim Kaimam. If they're Bim Kaimam, Haroi Lahem Dehainu, Samach Lam Izbeach, Sanhedrin Samach Eitz Lam Izbeach, then they have the Din of Bez Nagodol. When they're not in their official place where they're supposed to be, maybe it's just an imitation Bez Nagodol, maybe it's a fake. So the Rav pointed out, this he has printed in his Kuntres on Kiddush HaChodesh. I think that was the first Yahrzeit Rosh. He said the year after his father passed away, and it's reprinted a few times. So he said that it seems to be a machlokes the Rambam and the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam claims that Kiddush HaChodesh can only be done by the Bez Nagodol. Theory? Based on a Medrash, he quotes a Mechilta de Rashbi. Only Bez Nagodol can do Kiddush HaChodesh. So the Ramban says that's ridiculous because the Gemara has in Rosh Hashanah at the end of the second Perek that until the days of Abai Verovah, the Rambam quotes himself, until the days of Abai Verovah, they still used to do Kiddush HaChodesh al Pi Ariya in Eretz Yisrael. So until the days of Abai Verovah, there was a Bez Nagodol. That's ridiculous. Where was that Bez Nagodol? The Ramban says it's impossible. From the year 30 on, 40 years before the Churban Habayis, 40 years before, the Gemara says the Bezin walked out of their offices. They were Golum, Elishkas Hagozes. And they no longer, the Ramban has done, it doesn't say this in one, they no longer had the status of Bez Nagodol. So from the year 30 didn't, there was no Bez Nagodol. So how can the Rambam say that Kiddush HaChodesh HaPi Ariya can only be done by the Bez Nagodol? And it was continued up until the middle of the days of Abai Verovah. That was way after the year 30. There was no Bez Nagodol in existence. So the Noisa Kelim on the side of the Sefer HaMitzvah say, and Mitzvah says the Kufnun Gimel on the Mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, they're saying, what is the Rambam hold? The Rambam holds that Kiddush HaChodesh can only be done by Bez Nagodol. How can he talk hold there's a Bez Nagodol till the days of Abai Verovah? So the answer, the Rambam's opinion obviously is that Melamed Shahamokam Gorim, the drasha that we derive from that pasuk, we come to the Alisa Lamokam, there's only a miut, it's only a local din in Hilchas Zokem Mamre. It doesn't apply to the Shem Bez Nagodol. It doesn't mean to say that whenever the Bez Nagodol is not in Yerushalayim, they don't have the status of Bez Nagodol. They can be anywhere and they will have the status of Bez Nagodol. There just won't be an Einish Misa for the Zokem Mamre who will paskin against them. So according to this whole pshat, this whole possibility is only if one should assume like the Rambam, the way the Mephoshim say the Rambam holds, that the Bez Nagodol even when they're in Yavne do have a din of Bez Nagodol, just that there's no Einish of Zokem Mamre. So then it's Nitan Layom, it's still not Mukhrach. It's Nitan Layom, one can insist that when Hiskin Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai that Yidlo Shofar Bifnei Bezin, one can say that that's really a din d'oraisa. It's not necessarily so. You can still say it's only in the official place where they're supposed to be in Yerushalayim, but what, it's shayach to say that it should be a din d'oraisa.
Right.
That's how the Gemara says later, yeah. The Gemara says the Machlekes HaTanaim, when you need Dafke Bezna Gadol or any Bezna Chav Gimel. Yeah. Yeah. Even Idachas needs Bezna Gadol. Yeah, Egla Rufa does need Bezna Gadol. For the Medida. Ah, I mean for the Medida you need Bezna Gadol. Yeah. Same Shaila Mitzvah. Same Shaila, the Rambam and the Ramban. Would it be shocked to have an Egla Rufa in the last 40 years? Or after the Korban Abayit, Mitzvah, the same Shaila. Do you have a din of Bezna Gadol on that? The Ran quotes in the name of the Rif. And this Gemara, in the Rif himself, he doesn't discuss it, but the Ran quotes in the name of the historical point that the Rif blew Shofar on Rosh Hashanah Cholil B'Shabbos. What kind of a din is that? Why, the Rif was the Bezna Gadol. So obviously, he knew he wasn't, he had no hallucinations of being Bezna Gadol. Apparently, he was of the opinion that you don't have to have a Bezna Gadol. Was he a Bezna Chav Gimel? There's no Bezna Chav Gimel. It didn't have 23 Rabbanim who had smicha. No one had any smicha b'chlal. No one had any smicha. So how did the Rif get from the Gemara a marker to say that that even a Bezdin of fine Talmidei Chachamim who know how to learn well, whatever, as great as they are, but they have no smicha at all, Ish M'pish HaMoshe Rabbeinu, not a Bezna Gadol, it's not even a Bezna Chav Gimel, it's an Hebi Ktana, that he had the right to blow Shofar and Rosh Hashanah Cholil B'Shabbos. So the Ran suggests that the marker for the Rif, doesn't say anything, doesn't discuss it, they just quote that historically we know the fact that in his base medrash they blew Shofar and Rosh Hashanah Cholil B'Shabbos. So the Ran suggests that the marker must be the last line on the Zaf, in Chof Tes and Reish. The Gemara points out that in the Mishnah there seem to be three opinions. Bizman she Beis HaMikdash HaYikayim, the only blue Shofar in the Beis HaMikdash in the outskirts of Yerushalayim. In the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, the outskirts of Yerushalayim. And then, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Abiyachim and Zaka made a takana that they blow Shofar in Yavne and Kol Mokam Sheyesh Bo Bez. And one Tana disagrees and he says, no, Lehiskar Abiyachim and Zaka, Ela B'Yavne Bovad. Rav Lozer says only in Yavne. Om Lulay, so the other Chachamim disagree with Rav Lozer, Echad Yavne, Echad Kol Mokam Sheyesh Bo Bez. Not only Yavne, follow the practice of the Nif. Very few Chachamim follow the Nif, that they should blow Shofar, Mokam HaKrovis HaKorbonis. It is because the Inshu is not Migdash, because Matma Krovis HaGabonis, that one can insist that if Kidshalasi Mavoi, so Yerushalayim still maintains that Kiddusha, and you can still say that Inshu is not Migdash. You can still say that it's the Makam Al Pidin, it's the Makam HaKrovis HaGabonis. He thought that the Iker was like the Rambam, like other Rishonim, that all along the Din was that you blow Shofar Migdash, because the Migdash is the Makam HaBezni. And that's why he was pushing so much at that time to insist that even according to the Yerushalmi Svar, that if it's in their rights, there's a Migdash HaYikarten of Lomadim, maybe that also depends on the fact that the Migdash is the Mokam HaMishpot, the Mokam HaBezi. Not because Migdash is Migdash, Migdash is the base Tfilah, Migdash is the Mokam Korbanis. No, because Migdash is the Mokam HaMishpot. Now, the Zman said that we don't have any Bezna in Lishkas HaGazis, Boshe Tegesun, that we have the Mokam HaMigdash, we have the old city, but you don't have any Bezna over there. So it's at life, the same as anywhere else in the world. Doesn't even though kitchen, even if one should assume that kitchen lost the love, but it's still you don't have any bezin over there, so still you cannot blow shofar. The Gemara later on Lamed Amud Aleph quotes the Braisa that not only the Mishnah has later in Rosh Hashanah that not only do you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, you have to blow shofar on Yom Kippur shel Yovel. Every 50th year, you have Yovel. So the Torah says, "Well, I should have trouble with the." That it has the same dinim of Kiyah Shofar that you have on Shabbat. You have to blow Kiyah, Kiyah, Kiyah three times, and everything. Malchus and Shofar is the same Nusach HaTfilah. You don't say Yom HaZikaron HaZeh, you say Yom HaKippurim HaZeh, but you say the Malchus of Hanu Shofar just like on Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara has a braisa that on Yom Kippur, Shol Yovel, when you blow Shofar, you also only blow the Zman Bezin, the Yin Bezin, only in conjunction with Bezin. What kind of a din is that? So the Pashtus, the Belt learned is that it's a similar din to the din of Rosh Hashanah Shacholiyah B'Shabbos. How did the Babli learn Rosh Hashanah Shacholiyah B'Shabbos? Amidush HaYitaytan of Lord Ramdina, it's a bear, the Rabban Hashem Yadiren. That's only when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, when you're forbidden to carry. Rosh Hashanah falls out on a weekday, you're permitted to carry. So there's no bear. But on Yom Kippur, it's always Yom Kippur, Shacholi is the Shabbos. Every Yom Kippur is Shacholi. Yom Kippur has a din like Shabbos. You never permitted to carry on any Yom Kippur. So every Yom Kippur Shal Yovel is built in, and it's Yom Kippur, Shacholi is the Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is always the din of Shabbos that you're not allowed to carry. So every time you have the mitzvah of Kiyas Shofar on Yom Kippur, you always have the problem of the Gzeira de Rabbe. So they said, you always have to limit it. And every Yom Kippur is Shal Yovel. When you blow Shofar, it's only this made Bezin, the Yim Bezin, till Chatzos when the Bezin is Yeshim. And after Chatzos when the Bezin is no longer convened, you don't blow Shofar and so on. So the Bel says pshat that it's only a Takana de Rabbon. The mitzvah, and this Gemara says no. He says that on Kiyas Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, the limitation that you only blow in connection with Bezin, in conjunction with Bezin, that's already a din derais. It's not a limitation de Rabbon. Why? So he says, the ikat kia shofar on Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, the Gemara says in the first parak and of Tes, is to announce to the world, Shiluach HaVodim. For us in Jobar, to blow shofar, to announce that the HaVodim are going free. And the ikar Shiluach HaVodim is proclaimed by the Bezin, by their kia. So everybody else, true, with the mitzvah kia shofar on Yom Kippur Shal Yovel is not only a chiv on the Bezin, it's a chiv on every individual person also. But it's only every person in conjunction with the Bezin. The din derais is like that. So the din derais would be that you only blow kolz man shebezin yoshvim, and only if you live near the Bezin. If you live far away from the Bezin, you wouldn't blow shofar Yom Kippur Shal Yovel mid derais. Not a gzeira derabanan. Nothing to do with the gzeira derabanan. Ritva wants to say that that din is a din derais. The chiddush. Achren and Tufel, what did he?
They were responsible for counting the Yovel.
Right.
Therefore, that's the reason why they have to
vote
the Shofar
over there. Right.
They were responsible for
counting the Yovel. Huh? They are responsible for creating the Yovel. And then the Gemara says in the first paragraph upstairs, what happens if the Bezin doesn't blow Shofar? The Rambam passes on this. What happens if the Bezin doesn't blow Shofar? Doesn't say Bezin. What happens if they didn't blow Shofar and Yom Kippur Shal Yovel? So the Gemara says the, and then the whole Yom Kippur is over, so they lost their chance. So the Gemara says that here doesn't have the dinim of Yovel. That here Shofar is ma'akid. The Gemara says the other dinim of Yovel are not ma'akid. Let's say the people didn't observe the din of Shiluach HaVodim. That in Evidit it goes free. Mishnas HaYovel. Or the din of, the other dinim of Yovel. Whatever other dinim there are. Hachzor HaSodai, so the fields go back to Yovel. Or the Avodah Sakaka, you're not permitted to do Avodah Sakaka. Even if the people violate the mitzvahs of Yovel, the Kedushas of Yovel is there. Let's say the people in Mechal Shabbos, the Kedushas of Shabbos disappears, that's the Zay Shabbos, no. But on Yovel, the Gemara learns after the Pesach that if they didn't fulfill the mitzvahs of Yovel, so the Kedushas of Yovel is not present. And the Gemara has a Machlek Tatanai, which mitzvahs are Ma'akev in the Chalos Kedushas of Yovel. So the Raman Pesach is like that Tanit, that Kiyas HaShofar and Yom Kippur Shal Yovel is Miyakiv. If you didn't blow Shofar and Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, then the whole Kedushas HaYovel is not Kal. It's not Kal. So who's not blowing Shofar is Miyakiv. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, Mistavri on Daf Ches, the Gemara says, Mistavri, like that Tana, that Kiyas HaShofar and Yovel is Miyakiv, because if Kiyas HaShofar to the Bezin, the Bezin HaGodla, the ones who are counting every year, they have the mitzvah to count up till Shnas HaYovel, and then they have the Iker mitzvah of Shofar and Yom Kippur Shal Yovel is mutal on the Bezin, and then everybody else in conjunction with the Bezin, like the Ritva says. Everybody else blows only the Zman Bezin, the Yin Bezin, the Deraisa. Everybody's Kiyas has to be in the Tzur of the Bezin. So the Iker Kiyas on Yom Kippur Shal Yovel is a Chayvus HaBezin. So that's what the Gemara says in the first parak, that's what the Rambam passes by the Tana. That if the Bezin didn't blow Shofar and Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, then the whole year would forfeit its Kedusha. The whole Kedusha doesn't get off the ground. Marshal Amad Avadayim, if the Bezin wouldn't be counted, what if they wouldn't count? So that's year number one. Instead of being a blank year, usually the Yovel is a blank year. Instead of being a blank year, it'll be year number one. My friend, 10 days ago. Yeah, all day long. But it's a Yom Kippur. If the Yom Kippur Shal Yovel comes to an end, right, Lamafrei as of 10 days ago, not so long. No, Lamafrei as of Rosh Hashanah. As of Rosh Hashanah, this was a Shemitah year. Yeah. The Gemara has a Machlokes in the Dorim. Machlokes are beautiful in the Chachamim. When you have a Shnas HaYovel, do I say that Yovel counts as the first year of the next Shemitah cycle? That the years always go 7, 7, 7, 7. They don't go 50, 50, 50, and the 50th year is, you have 7, 7, 7 times, and the 50th year is a blank year. not belonging to any Shemitah. That's how we pass them. Yehuda says, no, they go 7, 7, 7. And the Shnas HaYevim is not a blank year. It's always the first year of the next Shemitah cycle. But we don't pass them again. We pass in the Bizman Shayevul Noeg. Bizman says we don't have Yehuda. So you just go 7, 7. But Bizman Shayevul Noeg, so Yehuda is a blank year. But if they didn't blow Shafer on Yom Kippur Shayevul, then it turns out it's Moshal Amad David Emet. Bez Nazarot didn't count Sviras HaShanim. If they didn't count, so the Yehuda doesn't happen by itself. Even if they counted all 49 years, in the 50th year, they didn't blow Shafer on Yom Kippur Shayevul, it's as if they didn't finish counting. So the year won't have the status of Yehuda. It will have the status of year number one. It will turn out the glory of Muslim on prayer that it wasn't the Shnas HaYevul. Didn't have any Bidim of Yehuda.
What does that mean?
All
the other
days before there is a one to one. It says the Abadim don't go free until after Yom Kippur. The Gemara says in the first parak in Rosh Hashanah that the Abadim sit around during Aseres Metshuva. They don't go home yet, but the boss can't make them work. Why? They're sort of in limbo. They don't know. Is it going to turn out to be Shnas HaYevul because the Bez Magol is going to blow Shafer? The people are going to blow Shafer in conjunction with the Bez Magol. Then it's going to come out that they were really set free from Rosh Hashanah, so the Avim had no right to make them work. But if it's going to turn out on Yom Kippur Shal Yevul, they're not going to blow Shafer. It will come out that it wasn't the Yevul. So they'll stay till next year. They'll stay out of it. Another 50 years to go. So it says that they sit around. I'm playing that it goes out to church. And never near it. Unless they decide to go back with Balaam also, you have to wait till Yom Kippur to see if it's going to turn out to be Yevul. May not be Yevul. If they won't blow Shafer, it'll come out that it was year number one, so it's not Yevul. Have to wait another 50 years. That's how the Gemara says. Whether this year will have the status of Yevul depends on the keys of Yom Kippur. There is another Mishnah in the last parak in Rosh Hashanah. And that's Laman on the base. This Mishnah is the background of the whole institution of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah. I want to discuss that a little bit. The 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Everybody knows that Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days are Yom HaRichta. That lashon doesn't appear anywhere in the Gemara. The Gemara has an expression, Yom HaRichta. Then it gets to other things. The Gemara says that all 7 days of Sukkot are Yom HaRichta. And it gets to sitting in Sukkot. That's why one opinion holds that you only say Leishav HaSukkot the first night. And that's it. You don't have to say another bracha. We don't pass like that. Other places, the Gemara has Yom HaRichta. The Gemara never says Yom HaRichta by Rosh Hashanah. That's Rashi has like that. Rashi and the Tshuva. The Rosh quotes, in the end of Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh quotes Tshuvas Rashi. That Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaRichta. Shiloh, what they say, Shekhanu on the second day. And Rashi in the Gemara Beitzi calls Rosh Hashanah Yom HaRichta. The Gemara calls it a different thing. The Gemara calls it Kedusha Achas. The Gemara discusses whether when you have Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyos, they call it Kedusha Achas. Or do you call them Shtei Kedushas? Do you treat the both days as one long Hemshir? Or do you treat each day as a separate Yom Tov? So Rashi rephrases that. Rashi calls it Yom HaRichta. What does that mean? What's the whole issue? Yom HaRichta, Kedusha Achas, what's the whole thing all about? No, the three, the Gemara has three machlekes, Tanoim and Amoraim. Tanoim have machlekes by three cases. One case is Yom Tov HaSomach LeShabbos. That's a Yom Tov falls out on Friday or on Sunday. It's one machlekes whether the 2 days are labeled as Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushas. One machlekes by Shnei Yom Tov Mishal Goliath, the first day Pesach and the first day Shavuot, second day Shavuot, first day Pesach, second day Pesach. Is that Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushas? And the third machlekes by 2 days Rosh Hashanah. And they're not necessarily telling that is it. You can split it some. So what is the whole background all about? The whole issue with the Kedusha Achas Shtei Kedushas, what is it all about? So, the Rambam writes Yeroyali, the Rambam at the end of Hilchas Erevin writes, an original Chiddush in Yeroyali, he says, I think the din is like this. He's giving you a clue to understand the whole background of the whole issue. The Rambam writes, in my humble opinion, if Yom Kippur would fall out on a Friday or a Sunday, in our calendar, the Gemara says it never falls out. But the Gemara says that the Mishnah Shabbos talks about the possibility of Yom Kippur falling out on Friday or Sunday. So if Yom Kippur were to fall out on a Friday or a Sunday, she wouldn't rig the calendar. So the Rambam writes, the royally, in my humble opinion, she writes, everybody would agree that it would have the status of Kedusha Achas. But I would say that you cannot, let's say, I live over here. And there's a good chazm over here, and there's a good chazm over here. But he knows how to daven Yom Kippur, he knows how to daven Shabbat, he knows how to daven. My city, no one knows how to daven anything. So for Rosh Yom Kippur, and it's chutzpah to go anywhere. I want to make an Erev Tumah to go on Yom Kippur to daven, and that's this Medrash. By that thousand, I want to make an Erev Tumah for Shabbos. Either Yom Kippur is Friday or Sunday. I want to have a different Erev Tumah to go a different direction for Shabbos and a different direction for Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says that that depends. You cannot have two different, let's say, Friday, let's say, Shabbos morning, the Chazan is going to sing an Atshul, let's put the Tumah. On Shabbos afternoon, the rabbi is going to give a Shabbos Shuvah to Rosh and Atshul over there. I want to chaparai and everything, and they're both put the Tumah. I want to make an Erev Tumah for Shabbos morning until 4 o'clock should be, the Tumah should be this direction. And on Shabbos afternoon from 4 o'clock on, I want to have the Tumah Shabbos the other direction. So the Mishnah says that you can't do that. For the whole Shabbos, or for the whole Yom, you have to have one Tumah Shabbos. You have to be kaveh where your makam is, the tzilus hayom. Wherever your makam is, the tzilus hayom. That's your makam for the whole day. As the pasuk says in Chumash, shvui shtachtav al yete ishmum koma by yom hashvi. You have to be kaveh a makam at the beginning of Shabbos. That's the makam for the whole day. So the Mishnah says in Ervin, what if you have Shabbos next to Yom Tov? What if you have 2 days Yom Tov, one next to the other? What if you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, one next to the other? They treat them as a kedusha achas, they teach them as tei kedusha. So that's the original machlokes hatanoim. In the Ervin that's on the chest, and the machlokes on the roim, and the first parak in Beitzer. And so tutzachot, the whole machlokes was kedusha achas or shtei kedusha. So the Rambam writes, what's the whole background? He writes, Yeroyali, in my opinion, kuli alma lo pligi, everybody would agree that if it's Yom Kippur hasamach l'Shabbos, no sveka the Yom, in Eretz Yisrael. And Yom Kippur has the exact same thing in the Shabbos, there's no heterech on that. Shabbos and Yom Tov are not exactly identical. Yom Tov has a heterech on the Erev, and Shabbos doesn't. So it's hard to say, it's questionable, but you can say it blends in to be kedusha. But the Rambam writes, Yeroyali, the end of Hilchas Erevin, that if you were to have Yom Kippur fall out on a Friday or on a Sunday, that everybody would agree that in that case it would be considered Kedusha Achas. So they're exactly identical Kedusha Sayyam. So I say that the Kedusha Sayyam that began on the first day lasts for 2 full days. Normally on a Shabbos, the Kedusha Sayyam ends at the end of Shabbos because of the Hetter Melacha. Well, you have 2 days back to back, and the Dini Melacha are identical. There's no Hetter Racham Nefesh neither on Shabbos nor on Yom Kippur. So when the Kedusha the onshim are different. The onshim are different. The Mishnah Shabbat talks about Havdalah. Mishnah Shabbat says you only say Havdalah when you go down in Kedusha. When you go up, you don't say Havdalah. So the Mishnah presents the Machlokes of the Kivin Rabbi Shmuel, which is on a higher level of Kedusha. Shabbat or Yom Kippur. That's the Machlokes, which day has more Aliyahs. The Aliyahs represent which day has more Kedusha. And normally they give 3 aliyahs. Nice, they have Dovin Davinin. Dovin Davinin, not Alakor. Just in Tfilah alone. So the Mishnah has the Machlokes, which way do you have to say Avdolah? Going, you only say Avdolah when you go down. When you go up, you don't say Avdolah. So that's Machlokes, where the Tzivin Rabbi Shmuel. Whether Yom Kippur has more Kedusha than Shabbos, or Shabbos has more Kedusha than Yom Kippur. That's the Machlokes, our friends, and that's the Machlokes in Megillah. How many Aliyahs do you get on Shabbos and how many on Yom Kippur? So we paskin on Shabbos there are 7, and on Yom Kippur there are 6. So that indicates that we hold that Shabbos has more Kedusha than Yom Kippur. And Rabbi Kiva holds not. Rabbi Kiva holds that Yom Kippur has more Kedusha than Shabbos. And he gives 7 Aliyahs on Yom Kippur and 6 Aliyahs on Shabbos. You want to make herself if you may. On Mikaradin, how many Aliyahs do you have to use? So the Mishnah discusses that. It's still not the same level of Kedusha. So the Rambam writes, even though they're not exactly identical, there is a slight difference, but he says, Yeroyali, in his opinion, in this case, they would all agree that it would be Kedusha. The Kedusha Sayyam begins on the first day, and there's no reason to say that it ends, and then it begins again for the second day. It is going to be a repeat of what you had the first day, the same as Suri Malacha, except that you bring different korbanos, and now there's Nisa, now there's Koris if you do Malacha, and here there's a Chiyaptonis, and here there's no Chiyaptonis, these are slight differences. But in the Hilchas Yisurim Malacha, which is the essence of Kedushas Hayoyim, the Iker aspect, the Iker element of Kedushas Hayoyim is the Yisurim Malacha, so the Yisurim Malacha are identical. There's no Heterach on Nefesh either on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur. The Ram writes, since they're exactly identical, so he says, in that case, everybody would agree that it's Kedushah. And the Tanoim only have a Machloikis when you have Yom Tov Hasamach L'Shabbos, because the Yisurim Malacha are not identical. On Shabbos, there's no Heterach on Nefesh, on Yom Tov there is. So that's why there's a machloikis. I had a week pastor. So the Gemara says, by Shabbos, Hasamach L'Yontif, we pastor like the Dalit Detainer. He quotes an Erev and Nafal Ches, the Gemara quotes four Tanayim who all concur, they were all of the opinion, Halachic, Kabbalah, the Canaan, that is state Kedushas. A Shabbos, I say, Nafalah, Yom, that is state Kedushas, because there's a Heber Echel Nevashir, there's not a Heber Echel Nevashir. So it's Loi Nikam Lehiyomir, it doesn't make sense to say that once the Kedushas Ayyayim Masses the Malach at the beginning of the first day, it lasts for 48 hours. It can't. You have to say that something changes in the middle, because the nature of these three Malach are different. The Shaila is, though, what if you have 2 days Yom Tov, or 2 days Rosh Hashanah, how spoken Torah is there? So in Atzeret, there is no such thing as 2 days Rosh Hashanah, 2 days Yom Tov. Under the Rabbanon, on the level of the Rabbanon, that you have 2 days, one after the other, so should I say that it's Kedusha, Achaz, or Shtei Kedusha? So the Gemara has it, the Tanoim in Erevim, the Mishnah in Erevim, that's one of the times, Azimach Lekis, Rabbi Yosi, Nechachomim. So the 2 days Rosh Hashanah, 2 days Yom Tov, it's Kedusha, Achaz, or Shtei Kedusha. And we pass in the compromise. We pass in that 2 days Rosh Hashanah is Kedusha Achaz, that's what Rashi calls Yerim HaAlichta, and 2 days the other Yerim Tevin is Shtei Kedushas, that is not a Yerim HaAlichta. What does that mean? That the other Yerim Tevin is not a Yerim HaAlichta? In other words, on the first day Yom Tov, I want to make an Arabic student to go to hear this cousin. And the second day Yom Tov, I want to go a little chutzpah, so 2 days Yom Tov, I want to go to hear that cousin. So on 2 days Yom Tov, you can, but on 2 days Rosh Hashanah, you can't. I treat the both days Rosh Hashanah with the Rabban, with the right to the Rana, 2 days Rosh Hashanah. The Rabban, you have 2 days, I treat it as a Yom HaRich, that's two Shachas. You have to make up your mind whether your Tchum is here, your Bokum is here, your Bokum is there. And you have to make up your mind at the beginning of the first day. So that's the way we pass. Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaRich, and all the other days of 2 days Yom Tov is Shtei Kedushas. What is that based on? So the Gemara explains in Beis that that's all based on this Mishnah. On the Aflam and on the Beis. What's the difference? Why are you more Machna Rosh Hashanah than at any other time? So the Gemara explains that the reason is the following. On a regular Yom Tov, what is it based on that you have 2 days Yom Tov in Chutzlo? Sfeika D'Yom. What do you mean a Sfeika D'Yom? When did this Sfeika D'Yom begin? This man has said, the Gemara says, Anan Dikina Dikriya D'Yom. In the days of Abai B'Rav, Hill Hasheni, who is the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael, instituted in the law. So from the days of Hillel Sheni on, there's no longer any Sfeika D'Yom. So the Zman HaZeh, the Gemara asks in Beit, the Huidna, the Anan, the Kina, the Zvir, the Yarcho. The Zman HaZeh, that we follow the Lulach. So what kind of Sfeika D'Yom? So the Gemara says, we follow the original practice. So what was the original practice? What was the Sfeika D'Yom? When did that begin, that Sfeika D'Yom? So the Goyim write in the Shuvah Sakranim, it began in the days of Yishur Ben Nun. That's what they claim. Yishur Ben Nun said goodbye to Reuven the God, B'chat Hashem Tamnashis. They said, what is in the hate? Go back to Eivar Yarn. But don't forget, you're never going to know when Yom Tov is. How are you going to know when we're declaring Rosh Chodesh? So you should observe Yom Tov Sheni Shavuot. That's what it says in the Tshuva Sagoi. That Yeshua ben Nun was the one who instituted the idea of Sfeika D'Yom. It's a real Sfeika D'Yom. A real Sfeika D'Raisa L'Chumrah. Very difficult. We don't observe 2 days Yom Kippur. They never observe 2 days Yom Kippur. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Chav, and the Yerushalmi has in Chale, that the Chassidim v'Anshei Maaseh, the Nor HaChaim they quote, the Chassidim v'Anshei Maaseh, the Tana Zeh, who observed 2 days Yom Kippur, based on the Bavli and Yerushalmi. But Medina, they would never mechayev 2 days Yom Kippur. So you see that there never was a real state of the end. Not only did Tana Zeh, is it not Medina, even the Zman Shekitshu HaPiyariya, nobody, the Havoinam didn't follow, didn't observe 2 days Yom Kippur. There never was a real state of the end. So the Netziv in his Bir HaChumash explains, in Parshas and more, he says there never really was a sfeika of the right of the Chumra. They followed the right. You're not sure whether Ador is going to have, by the time it came to Shvodish Nissan, they already knew how many days there were in Shvat. How long it's going to take to find out. The Samadhi already knew how many days there were in Shvat. But when it comes to Pesach, they don't know yet how many days there were in Ador. So how would they know whether Pesach is today or tomorrow? Sfeika D'Yom, sfeika of the right of the Chumra. So he says, no. Rav Shanim, Adar Hasamach Lenisan has 29 days. So you have the right to follow the right. If it turns out that you were wrong, so Hashem HaTov Yichaper Pat, the Hashem will forgive you, because you followed the right. So Medina Deraisa, there is no real Sfeika D'Yom on Pesach. Because you follow the right Pamim Adar Hasamach Lenisan is Chasta. And Rosh Hashanah also, the Gemara says, right Pamim Elu is Chasta. Not only is it right from the Malo of Chasser, the Gemara makes the statement that in the days of Ezra, it says in the Pasuk in Ezra that Elul had 30 days. Elul was Mole, and Rosh Hashanah was on the 31st day. Elul was a Chedesh Mole. But the Yamarim say, the historical statement, Mimait Ezra the Elech, Yamatina Elul Meyuba, that Elul was never 30 days. So that's a pretty good right. Because in the days of Ezra and still the days of the Amorim, it never had 30 days. And even if you don't accept that opinion in the Amorim, but the others only dispute, they say it's not 100% correct, but the right they also do, the right part in Elul is Chatzar. So the Netziv writes in his Dir Achum is the institution of Yotiv Shem Shalgol, even if it dates back to the days of Yeshua ben Nun, even if one should assume, like the Gaonim say, it never was a real snake of their eyes. You can't say it's a snake of their eyes because they never introduced Yom Sheni Shal Goliath for Yom HaKippurim for the Hamoina. There's only Hasidim and Shemais and Yechid Izgula who fasted both days and who abstained from Allah both days and so on. Mikir Adin, there's no snake of the Yom, you follow the road. It's only a Takonah the Rabbanon or a Minim. That's a Shaila in Beitzah. Whether it is Mancha, Kitcha, or Pioria, Rashi learns it's an Achlekes HaMoroim. Whether Yom Sheni Shal Goliath was a takana de rabbanon or it was a minute. And this man Azeh, that Anan Bikin and Dikvi of the Yach, and we still continue to observe Yantav Sheni, now it's a machloek of places in Iran. Well, the Yantav Sheni that we observe is a takana de rabbanon or a minute. Places she says that it's only a minute, and the fact that we recite brachas on the second day Yantav is a hoichoch in the eyes of places that you recite a bracha even when you do a minute. That's why places pass because you say a bracha when you recite Halal on Rosh Chodesh, even though it's only a minute. And the Ran disagrees with Taisi, says that's not a Raya. And Shem Shal Goli says, Takana de Rabbanon, it's not a minik. I think Mars is Zoro, the minik of Sechem Yedechem. It doesn't mean a minik. You should continue the practice that your forefathers had. You should continue the observance. It doesn't mean a minik. You should continue the observance that your forefathers had, that they always observed 2 days young. You should continue with that one. That's the Takana de Rabbanon. That's the wording of the Takana de Rabbanon. But it doesn't mean that it's only a minik. So that's a machlek is the Ran in Taisi, so Sukha that may involve. Or the Yantav Sheni of his man is there, that's one of the Rabban no minute. Now, call upon it, the Gemara says, what is the background of Yantav Sheni? Whether it's a Rabban or it's a minute, it's not a Derai, it's not a real state of life, but what is the background of the Takana of the Rabbanon, or what is the background of the minute? So we act as if there's a state of the earth. There really isn't, but we make believe as if there's a state of the earth. So what does it mean, a state of the earth? It means that either today is Rosh Hashanah, tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah, either today is Pesach or tomorrow is Pesach. But it's not that we say that both days are Pesach, that's impossible. So the Gemara says, if that's impossible, so it's Niman of Shechita, Hayoim Kodesh, or Lamacha Chol, or Lamacha Kodesh, or Hayoim Chol. That's cool. Shtei Kedushas, you can call that Kedusha Achaz. That there's a Kedusha Sayyam that goes on both days, it's not true. It's either one day is Kodesh or the other is Kodesh. It can't be both. So that's why we pass the Lalacha, that I know a lot of you, and the Shein Shal Goli is, it's not a Yom HaRichter, it's not a Kedusha Achaz, it's Shtei Kedushas, and you can make one Erevei Tzumah to go on the first day Yom from one direction, and it doesn't elevate from it to go in the other direction. So man is tana Rosh Hashanah, more of the other days. And that's what the Gemara in Beitza quotes this Mishnah on Laman on the days. Rosh Hashanah falls down on Rosh Chodesh. So you don't know every year Rosh Hashanah falls down on Rosh Chodesh. So how do you know when it's Rosh Chodesh? The Eidim has to come. With man shohayim the kachim al piyari until the days of Avai v'Rovu, when he instituted the fixed calendar that we follow, so for years and years, he used to wait till the Eidim would come. So the Eidim would come in the middle of the day. They're not going to come, they can't come by Laila. And the Bezin can't declare on Erev Rosh Hashanah that tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah. They have to declare on Rosh Hashanah that today is Rosh Hashanah. So comes Rosh Hashanah by Laila, they can't be Mekabalatis, they can't be Mekadish Rosh Hashanah by Laila. In the morning. So in the morning of Rosh Hashanah, they know whether the Eidim are going to come. At the crack of dawn, they don't know. They have to wait. Sometimes the Eidim come 9 in the morning, 10 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon. They can come all day long. When the Eidim come and Bezin declares that today is Mekudesh HaChodesh, Mekudesh, Mekudesh HaChodesh, they declare today is Rosh Chodesh. So it only becomes Rosh Chodesh Mekana Lahabo. So up until that time you're permitted to do Malacha. No, the whole day is one unit of the day. So when they declare that today is Mekudesh HaChodesh, today is Rosh Chodesh Mimela, today is Rosh Hashanah, so it's Chalek, Lushas Hayayim of Rosh Hashanah, Mila Matreya, as of last night, it comes out that we were forbidden to do Malacha from last night on. So that's why the Mishnah says, we better not do any malacha every year on the 30th day. And every day Rosh Chodesh is not such a big problem. The women abstain from malacha. Aminig. A suffix. The do abstain. I don't know what the women would do. I don't know. That abstain from malacha. But on Rosh Hashanah, it's a problem. On Rosh Hashanah, it's a problem. So the Mishnah says that they were never permitted to do malacha on the 30th day of Elul. Maybe it'll turn out to be Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara says that most of the time it did turn out. Or all the time it turned out. One opinion being Mars from the days of Ezra on, and Sefer Ezra, it's recorded that year it was a Chodesh Moleh, that the month of El had 30 days, and Rosh Hashanah is on the 31st. But the Mois Ezra Yeluch, it never happened or it barely happened. Either barely happened or never happened, one or the other. So every year on the 30th of Elul, everybody had to abstain from halacha. Maybe it'll turn out that Edom will come, and the Bezin will declare today as Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah will come out, that Milam Afreyat is also about Asiyas Malach. So the Mishnah tells the story on Laman Amin Aleph, Laman Amin Beis. Barishayna, originally the din was, in the Kabbalah, Tachodesh Kalayat. They had the right to be in the Kabbalah all day long, even late in the afternoon, before Shkiyah. Pamachas, once it happened, Nishtahu Edom Milavo, the Edom came very late in the day, before Shkiyah. But they came after Hakrovis Tamish Lovein Abai. In the Beis HaMikdash, Bizman HaMikdash, they didn't bring the Tamish Lovein Abai like we got Mincha 20 minutes before Shkia, or 20 minutes after the Shkia. They used to bring the Tamish Lovein Abai in 3 o'clock in the afternoon. By Plaga Mincha, they were finished. By Plaga Mincha, they were finished bringing the carbon. So you have plenty of time, you have another hour left till Shkia. So once it happened that the Yadin came, after the Talmud Shal Ben Abayim was already offered, it is Kalkulu HaLevim the Shir, and it turned out that the Levim sang the wrong Shir, because if they would have known that it's Rosh Hashanah, they would have sang the Shir Shal Yisrael of Rosh Hashanah. And since they didn't realize, they thought it was going to turn out to be a plain weekday, because it was already so late in the afternoon, so they said the Shir Shal Chol. So the Chacham considered it such a terrible tragedy. With the Araita, you have to sing Shira. But there's no Din Araita, what Shira you have to say? They made a takana de rabbana that every day you have to say a different shira. Shira shal yom. On Sunday a different shira, Monday a different shira, and Rosh Hashanah is a different shira, and Pesach is a different shira, and Shavuot.
They didn't
read the Gemara. The Mustafim, right. That's what Pesach has a long discussion of that kashya. That's a very strong kashya. Pesach and other Rishonim discuss that kashya. But the Mishnah somehow is not worried about that. That's the problem that all the Rishonim work on. The Mishnah is only worried about the fact that Niskalkul Halavim is shira. The kilkul that occurred was that they said the wrong shir. So they were so, the chacham was so aggravated that the wrong shir shal yom was recited in the Beis HaMikdash, Hiskinu, they made a takana, shalo yuhum mekabim elo ad amincha. It would only be mekabim leidim if they come before Hakrovis Tamil Shalbein Abayi. Yes. They can go shy to that, there was still time left. There was still time left. But they couldn't, or they did before Allah Safi. Maybe they did before B'li B'lach, Allah Safi. Maybe it turned out to be Rosh Hashanah. But the Shia, they said they wrong Shia. They made a takana never to be mekabel edus min amincha l'mayel. So what happens in Bo'ed min amincha l'mayel? What do you do if the Edom come after the Hakrovis Tamil Shabbat Abayim? What do you do? So really, today should have been Rosh Hashanah. But we have takana not to make today Rosh Hashanah. We have a right to. The din is atem afilu mezidim. There's not going to convict the Kiddush HaChodesh. If they want, they can ignore the Edom and make tomorrow Rosh Chodesh. If they want, they can make today Rosh Chodesh, even if the Edom don't come. That's the din of Atem. Elam Yadav Hashem Shetikr Oysom. Or Tikr Oysom Elah Atem, because the Chumash is written Chasav Vav. Aleph Chofne. So the Mishnah says, since the Edom came in Anuch Lamaylo, and really should have been today, should have been Rosh Hashanah. But because of this Takana, we don't make today Rosh Hashanah, so we make tomorrow Rosh Hashanah. So what's with the end of today? After the Kohanim offered the Talmud Shabbat Abayim in the Beis HaMikdash, so we know for sure that they will not declare today as Rosh Hashanah. It's impossible. So we have a takana not to be mekabelated on Amichal Amayla. So Mikana Labo, the last hour and a half of the day, I should say you're permitted to do malacha. For those who know, for those who are in the Beis HaMikdash, they can go turn on their televisions, they can write a letter, they can do whatever they want. So the Mishnah says no. If the Eidim come in Amichal Amayla, Noagim Oslo Hayom Kodesh, Olamacha Kodesh. That was a takana tatanam. We don't allow you to do malacha today. Why not? But it's not Rosh Hashanah. It's Rosh Hashanah Midirabbanon. It's Rosh Hashanah Midirabbanon. See, the way we have Rosh Hashanah today, we have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. The first day Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah Deraisa. And the second day is the make-believe Rosh Hashanah Midirabbanon. But here, if the Edom come in Amincha L'mailo, and the Bezin are not the Kabbal, the Edom, so the first day is a fake Rosh Hashanah Midirabbanon, and the second day is the Rosh Hashanah Deraisa. We're going to declare tomorrow as Rosh Hashanah. Why do they declare today is Rosh Hashanah? Why don't they allow us to do Malach in the last hour and a half of the day? So the Gemara explains, because the people next year will remember, look what happened last year. They made us observe Yisra Malach all day long. We lost so much parnasa, we couldn't do our homework, whatever. They wanted to do so many different things all day long. We're going to do again the same thing this year. We're going to abstain from Malach all day long. Then the last hour and a half, they tell us, it's all a fake. It's a mistake. You're permitted to do Malach. So in order that the people shouldn't be mizalv from next year and the years to come and do Malach, and it'll turn out that the first day will be Rosh Hashanah, the Eidim will come before the Talmud Shabbat. So they said, no, the Mosi Yom Kodesh, you have to abstain from Melacha till the end of the first day. So the Gemara in Beitz explains that it's only on Yontif Rosh Hashanah that you have such an idea that both days are Vada Yontif. Midiraisa, there is no such thing as 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Clearly only Midirabonim. But even with the Rabbanim, what's the nature of the din that you have 2 days? So the nature of the din of 2 days Yontif by Pesach, or 2 days Yontif by Shavuot, or 2 days Yontif by Sukkot, or by Shmini Atzeres, that's the terrorist Sveika Diyon. True, there's no Sveika Diyon. I said that it exists. But with the Rabbanim, I'm Itaminik, you make believe as if there's a Sveika Diyon. But Sveika Diyon by definition means either today or tomorrow, but it's not both. So that's why we're passing that if that cannot be. It's not that the Kedusha Sayyim extends for 2 days. It's not. But by Rosh Hashanah, Midirabonah, the both days have Kedusha. One day has Kedusha Midirabonah, and the second day has Kedusha Midirabonah, both the Teres Vadai. One is a Vada Yontif Midirabonah, and one is a Vada Yontif Midirabonah. So if you would have Yontif Hasamas the Shabbos, Shabbos Hasamas the Yontif, then we pass from that Shtei Kedusha. Because the Kedushas are different. One has a Heterech HaNevesh, one doesn't. But if you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, that's like the Rambam said that Yom Kippur next to Shabbos. Yom Kippur next to Shabbos, the Rambam says there never was a machloket. Everybody agrees. Because they're both on a level of their right, Yom Kippur next to Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah is not exactly the same as Yom Kippur next to Shabbos, because one is the right and one is the Rabbanah. So that's why there's still a dispute among the Tanaim and among the Amoraim. So maybe you should say that the Shtei Kedushas, they can't blend in, they constitute one long Hemshech of a Kedushas Hayom, because one is the right and one is the Rabbanah. But Lefi Psak Aloch and the Maskanas Atmar is that the two days Rosh Hashanah are not the Torah's Zafik, they're both the Torah's Vadai. So even though one is the Reis and one is the Rabbanim, they're not so similar, they're dissimilar, I still say that that's Yoyim HaRitzvah, that that's called Kedushas.
The first day is
still
the Rabbanim, not the Rabbanim, it's still the Rabbanim. Why can't you say that the state of the government has the Rabbanim?
Right, but the Takana only was the Torah itself, not the Torah's Vada. And Chachamim said we should make believe, we should act as if there were a Sveika Diyon, even though there really isn't. We should act as if there were a Sveika Diyon. So act as if, so if you want to show either one is Kodesh or the other is Kodesh, they're not both. But here, the nature of the Takana was that you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah and the Torah is Vadai. The way we practice it today, the first day is Vadai Rosh Hashanah Deraisa, the second day is Vadai Rosh Hashanah Derabbanan. And in the days of the Mikdash, they often had Prakir. The first day was Vadai Derabbanan, and the second day was Vadai Rosh Hashanah Deraisa. So you don't have them in one of Shah. Since the both days have the same dinim, the same Heterach, the same dinim, exactly the same.
The Aiden came early
is only one day, and there wouldn't be 2 days.
Even after
which
time?
Yes, the Adam come late, not the Mosi Yom Kodesh or the Machal Kodesh. But if the Adam come before HaKrov is Tamish or Ben Abayim, it's only the first day is Kodesh. Only the first day is Kodesh. So the first day is Rosh Hashanah Deraisa. So we still observe 2 days. So why do we have 2 days Rosh Hashanah today? We know the Kviyah Diyachas. So the Gemara says, in Torah, the meaning of the Sech Miyadeh. We should continue that practice. So since years ago, they used to observe 2 days Rosh Hashanah as a Yom Arichta, both the Teres Vadai, so we have to treat it the same way, as a Yom Arichta. For sure it's only with the Rabbanah, because the second day Rosh Hashanah is only the Rabbanah. It can't be more than a Din Rabbanah. Can't be more than a Din Rabbanah. What's the story regarding the second day of Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael? So that's a big machlokes of Rishonim. Right, the Baal HaMoharim Beitzer writes that until the time that Talmidei Harif went to Eretz Yisrael, they only observed, quotes from the Gemara, they only observed 1 day of Rosh Hashanah in all of Eretz Yisrael. And the Rif Shita was not so. The Rif held that in Eretz Yisrael you have to have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So when his Talmidim came to Eretz Yisrael, they were Mishana the Minik, and they introduced the second day of Rosh Hashanah. What's the issue? Well, you should have 2 days Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael or not. So Bichlal, what's the story of 2 days Pesach and 2 days Shavuos and 2 days Sukkot? And why is it only in Chutzlot, not in Eretz Yisrael? So the Mitzvah Satri is Baritz. Why is it changed between Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlot? So the Gemara says we should preserve the practice that we used to have years ago. And what did they do years ago before the days of Hillel Sheni? And they had Kiddush HaFedesh HaFi Ariya. And they had the real Sveik of the Yom. They make believe real Sveik of the Yom. So when they had 2 days Pesach, where did they have the Sveik of the Yom? It was in Chutzlor, it's in Erko, they never had Sveik of the Yom. So the Rambam points out, based on Gemara's Rosh Hashanah, this didn't really depend on Eretzol versus Chutzlor. It depends how close you are to the Bezna HaGadol, who to the Beis Avad, who are declaring Rosh Chodesh. There were areas in Chutzlor where they only had 1 day Yom Tov. There were areas in Eretzol where they had 2 days Yom Tov. Let's say Kiryat Shmona on the north is much further than some city in Chutzlor that's right near Yerushalayim. Right? Hey, Bayard. So the Zman Shekitsh Shal Piyari, the observance of Yom Tov Sheni Shal Golis did not depend on whether you lived in Eretz Yisrael or Chutzlar. It depended on how close you were to Eretz Yisrael, whether they notified you or they didn't notify you. Did you have a Sveik of the Yomim? Or you didn't have a Sveik of the Yomim? What about the Zman Hazeh, that the Gemara says, even on non-Vikin and the Kriya Diyach, we should still observe the practice, we should maintain the practice of Yom Tov Sheni. So does this depend on those Mekoymas? Mokum Shashluchim Hoyim Magim. Those places are the close to Yerushalayim, whether in Eretz Yisrael or Chutzlar Eretz. So close that there's much a Kitchel Pialia. They used to know when Yom Tov was. So they don't have to observe 2 days Yom Tov. Those places that are far away, whether in Eretz Yisrael or Chutzlar Eretz, they do have to observe Yom Tov Sheni. So that's a Nachlokes HaRishonim. So the Rambam's opinion in the Yad HaZok is clearly, he writes, it doesn't depend on Eretz Yisrael versus Chutzlar Eretz. It depends how close you are to the place where the Beis Avad used to be. If you're far away, so even if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you have to have 2 days Yom Tov. And if you're nearby, even if you're in Egypt, even if you're in Chutzlar, you only have to have 1 day Yom Tov. And the Ritva writes in Rosh Hashanah, not so. Very hard to tell. Very hard to tell. So that's why the Bisker, who lived in Meir Sharim, who lived in Geula, used to observe Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goli. Why? Because Meir Sharim, the Rambam writes like this, Meir Sharim is a community that we just established in recent years, in the last century. Didn't exist Bizmana Shekitsho theory. And the Rambam writes, what if you establish a new community somewhere in Eretz Yisrael, you have to observe Yom Tov Sheni and Atzeh. He says, it depends, is it on the line where the Shluchim used to travel? If you establish a new community, where we know the Shluchim used to go from here to here, and there was no community in between. Now you establish a new community, so if the Shluchim would have gone, they would have bumped into this community, so they don't have to observe Yom Tov Sheni. But if your new community is not on the line where the Shluchim used to go, there's no community further where the Shluchim used to go to, then you have to observe Yom Tov Sheni, even if you're in Eretz Yisrael. And that's where Belvele, a very small minority of people follow him, they held, how do they know where the Shluchim used to go from the Beis Avad? What direction they used to go? They could have heard the Lo Shekhar version. I don't know. So the Rambam writes clearly that it doesn't depend on Eretz Yisrael versus Chutzlor. Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis is a misnomer. It means Yom Tov Sheni is not even those Mekomos HaRachokim, and the Mekomos HaSmuchim. You don't observe Yom Tov Sheni, irrespective of whether you happen to be in Eretz Yisrael or Chutzlor. But the Ritva Rosh Hashanah says not so, and the Minig is not so. In other words, there is man, so our observance of Yom Tov Sheni is not based at all on the, there's no real state of the Yom now. We have a calendar, we know years in advance when Yom Tov is going to be. So just based on Minig Avos in the Yadayim, so the Ritva says, and that's the practice today, the common Minig is, not like Rav Ovalah, not like the Rambam, even Choshesh for the Rambam. The common minig is, you say it depends on Eretz Yisrael versus Chutzlaretz, even though they were Mekoymes in Eretz Yisrael, but they really, the Shluchim were not Magia, they were so far away. So that's the Shiloh over here. What about Rosh Hashanah? Right, so in Rosh Hashanah, in most places in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't know when Rosh Hashanah was. They only knew in the Makom Avad, where the Bezin was. And they couldn't call anybody up, they couldn't notify, they couldn't send any shluchim to Rosh Hashanah. It's Yom Tov, so they couldn't notify. So most places in Eretz Yisrael, they had to, Bizman Shehoya Sveik of the Yom, Bizman Shekitsho Piyariya. So most places in Eretz Yisrael, they had to observe Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goliath. So after they switched over, and then the Kaddish Alpi HaChesven now. So should be observed Yom Tov Sheni in most places of Eretz Yisrael or not. So the Baal HaMor says, no. Why? Apparently he holds it doesn't, like the Ritva. Like our common practice today. It doesn't depend whether you live in a place where there is a Sveik of the Yom, or you live where there's no Sveik of the Yom. There's mana there that when the Kaddish Alpi Achesh, we draw the lines by Eretz Yisrael versus Chutzlar. Yantab Sheni is only Golis. In Eretz Yisrael, there's no Yantab Sheni even if you live far away. In Chutzlar, there is Yantab Sheni even if you live nearby. So Rosh Hashanah, even in Eretz Yisrael, everybody was far away. 99% of the communities were far away. Only in the Beis Avad they knew when Rosh Hashanah was. We ignore the fact that most of Eretz Yisrael, Bizman Shekitcha Biria, never knew when Rosh Hashanah was, because when Hill Hashanah made the Luach, everything changed. So Bizman Hazeh, we draw the lines by Eretz Yisrael versus Chutzlar. And the Rif holds that so. The Rif apparently holds like the Rambam, that it depends, do you live in Eretz Yisrael or Chutzlar? Do you live in the Mekamis where they knew, or do you live in the Mekamis where they didn't know? So most of 99% of Eretz Yisrael, they didn't know, only in the Beis Avad. So what we should do today, according to the Rif, what we should do today is where the Beis Avad was, they should only have one day Rosh Hashanah. But the only thing is, where did the Beis Avad? They were floating around all over Eretz Yisrael, the Rishonim stay in Beis. They were traveling around. For years and years and years, the Beis Avad was in the Lishkas HaGozes, in the Beis HaMikdash. But then, the last 40 years, they were traveling, and then after the Churban, there was Zichah traveling. So there's no one spot that you can say that that's the Makom Avad and the rest of Eretz Yisrael is not. So that's why, that's when the Talmid Arif came, they changed the practice and they introduced the Yantav Sheni of Rosh Hashanah and all of Eretz Yisrael. But the problem is that this is a contradiction, the Bala Motan is a contradiction. According to our practice today, we don't follow the Bistur of Sunnah. Neir Shoran, we wouldn't observe Yantav Sheni. We live the nation. We wouldn't observe Yantav Sheni. So we all follow the Ritva. The Yantav Sheni versus... Right. As far as the other Yantav, we say it depends on Eretz Yisrael versus Kutlas. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we say no. It depends whether you're close to the Beis Avad or not. And all of Eretz Yisrael, 99% of Eretz Yisrael is far away from the Beis Avad. We don't know where, we can't say any one spot. So all 100% of Eretz Yisrael is full of not Beis Avad. So the Chorot Ashtikal Astira. That's what the Rishonim work on that. Why the common practice today is like the Riv, even though the common practice is like the Ritva. But with respect to other Yantav, every other Yantav Sheni Shel Golias, it depends not how close or how far you are, but rather whether you're in Eretz Yisrael or not. Yantav Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah, say everybody's far away, even if you live in Eretz Yisrael. And you always have 2 days young. So that's what the Rambam holds that it was. The Rambam holds that it was. That in Eretz Yisrael sometimes, yes. The Ritzvah says that in Eretz Yisrael you never have Yantav Sheni, so Rabbi Yankee Femden writes in the Kshuva, the Rebbe Shalom, to get Mahaptoche, that there'll never be a Gzeir in Eretz Yisrael that they should know in Yantav Sheni. How did Rabbi Yankee Femden have the Ruach HaKadosh to know? That's what he said. There's a Haptoche that in Eretz Yisrael there never will be a Gzeir that they shouldn't have a Luach, that they shouldn't know when Yantav Sheni. Why there's no Yantav Sheni in Eretz Yisrael? Rosh Hashanah, much of our minhagim and much of the tefillahs, and this is how tefillahs are, is the Eichel HaBris and the Kriyas HaTorah of the Akedah. We keep on reminding the Rebbeinu Shalom that he should be Zecher, he should remember the Bris Tavis that he made, B'shas HaKedah, for Bnei Yisroel. So the Pashto says that this is based on the Midrashim that the Maisel HaKedah occurred on Rosh Hashanah. That's why we remind the Rebbeinu Shalom of this. But the Medrash has done a little more than that. But not only did the Akedah occur on Rosh Hashanah, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Dinish bati mim Hashem ki ana shasisa sadol azav lefasat zinchas chidecha ki varach avarecha vatzetru." The Rebbeinu Shalom was dinish bati, and a shvuah means a krisis bris. So at the time of the Akedah on Rosh Hashanah, the Rebbeinu Shalom made this krisis bris with Bnei Yisrael, with the descendants of Yitzchok. The discourse of Akedah, the discourse of Avraham and Yitzchok's participation in the Akedah, the Rebbeinu Shalom gives a special hanhaga nisus of Lamaila Men HaTevra to their descendants, to the Klal Yisrael, to the Umma Yisraelis. And at that time, Avraham Avinu said to the Rebbeinu Shalom, Hashem Yira Sheyama Hayoim, Mahar Hashem Yira. So the Medrash understands Hayoim, when the Rebbeinu Shalom, when the Malach said the Shvut, Dinish Bati, so Avraham Avinu said, on Rosh Hashanah remember the Bris. Sheyama Hayoim, every year on Rosh Hashanah you should remember the Bris. And that's where the Medrash comments on Parsha Semor, by Yikur Rabbah Parsha, on Parshas and more comments on the pasuk b'chodesh hashvi be'echad l'chodesh and so on. B'chodesh hashvi be'osel l'chodesh. Mishal siyam l'chodesh. Why is it called the chodesh hashvi? Chodesh hashvi is the seventh month. We start from this in the seventh month. The Medrash says yet be'yodei shloimer at the chodesh hashvua. It's the month that the Rebbeinu Shlom took the shvua to Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu said, but every year on Rosh Hashanah. Every year in Rosh Hashanah, you should remember that Shavuot. The Rebbeinu Shlom said, it was Maskim Al Yod. He said, yes, every year I will remember the Shavuot. So that's why in Rosh Hashanah we say specially, Zecher HaBris. On Rosh Hashanah, he's Zecher HaBris. The Bris was made, the Bris with Yitzchak. The Bris with Avraham was made earlier, this was actually made later. The Bris with Yitzchak, Bishas HaKeda, was made on Rosh Hashanah. And he promised Avraham that every year on Rosh Hashanah, he will remember the Bris, Bishas HaKeda. So that's why we have so many Minhagim. And Rosh Hashanah to remind the Rebbeinu Shlom of the Tashlich and so on, to remind the Rebbeinu Shlom of the Akedah. And in the Nusach HaTfilah, we keep on stressing the Akedah Sita. And we all be blessed with that Tzimah Rachim Tzimah and with you eventually. I want to announce again that next week, I won't be able to say the Shira on Thursday night, but I'll have the Shira on the Yoni Yuma on Wednesday night instead.